She let me up and lay me down. She let me up and lay me down. She let me up and lay me down. She get me up. I love it when she lay me down. They look up when I woke up in the sky. Got they eyeshadow when they lips don't shine. With a smile on her face when her lips don't mind. See, I'm a big freak. Feed her, big Peter. Beat that pussy up so good she don't want me to eat her. First I meet her, then I feed her. Whatever she need, a few of these. Turn a nigga white feet to a cheetah. Keep her head down and her ass up here. Got her hair fucked up and her lipstick smeared. Take a city bitch here or a bitch from the booty. With a man at the crib, but he don't know what he doing. Hold up. Truthfully, she knew she do me, but she knew me. Introduced me and she blew me, then she did say nothing to me. You don't like it, then see me. She my biggest fan now when I spend a day in town. And she hurry up and lay me down, down. And she let me up and lay me down. Hey, what she do? She let me up and lay me down. Hey, what she do? She let me up and lay me down. She get me up. I love it when she lay me down. Trying to run into somebody, end up at the after party with a stripper body, itty bitty weight, big old booty begging me to decorate her pretty face. Hey, okay. What can I say? She requesting I deliver. Broad looking for that raw shawty, I'm that nigga. Hey, playing with you, full of Remy high sofa. You catch me in your city, lick me up, I bend you over. No, the women want me and niggas think it's the money, but she should be paying me all this good dick she getting from me. From me, I'll leave no money. When she let me up and lay me down. Hey, what she do? She let me up and lay me down.
Chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Don Corleone on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Don Corleone.
Oh, thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that Don? Is that Don? Oh my God, that's her.
Oh, she rolls.
stupid how I going, knowing everybody knowing that I'm sewing up the game, destroying like they hate me for it. Eventually, see they can't beat in and with me they join. Other sworn under oath or banished, left completely scorned. You tell lies, get cut, nigga kick rocks. You never did blend in with the big shots on the fast track. Ain't no need for no pit stop, I just laugh at nigga wishing they were this hot. Guess they mad at me, huh? Really pissed off, better that than pissed on. I'm the Jetsons, you the Flintstone. Catch me in the end zone, high step in prime time. Thought you niggas pinning on, ain't no blocking my shine. Like my new Air Yeezys, you can see me in the nighttime. I get rich off living life, you check the check, reciting rhymes. So call me what you want, wanna hate, have a nice time. While I get stupid paper, hey, my dough ain't in this right mind. Mine.
I don't really care what you call me, just as long as you don't call me rude. I bet they knew as soon as they saw me, good night is over with, that's all she wrote. Streets like cold Chicago, ain't nothing new, I seen it all before. But fill up all I know tomorrow, good night is over with, that's all
Miss
she wrote.
Miss Tip told me on this whole tip, best tip I could give you to hip you was never to let these tricks trick you. Mighty ambiguous of you to think I love you, but shit, dig you, ho, take the shovel and dig you some dignity, bitch. Shit, you talk about some advice that sticks with you. If I should listen to anyone tell me to stick to my guns, like double stick, it's you, a fucking tip. This fool, I'm chillin' like a villain, like the penguin in his fucking igloo eating fudge sickles. I'd rather slip and fall and shit than fall in love with you. Four times, fucking not, I'll tie you in one, bitch. You think this is some Nintendo game? I'm fucking dumb, is you? I give you some lumps, or I split some lumps, thumbs with you. So here's a penny for your thoughts, but it won't buy you a cheeseburger, but a nickel might just get you one pickle. Fuck it, it's official, so blow the whistle. I got a trust issue, there's a bombshell. Scuff missile, I got a cussing through the fucking cuss. Did you like before or after? I was a motherfucking stud. But this'll teach you not to come don't stumble in my way. Fuck shizzle, I still live like a budget to Gilbert's Lodge check stub. Bizzle, so fuck sizzle, just check as a boss like a blood blister.
I don't really care what you call me, you can even call me cone. You bitch are dumb soon as they saw me. Never me to get the privilege to know. I roll like a desperado, now I'll never know where I'm gonna go. Till I ball like the door tomorrow, until it's over and it's all she wrote.
The credit roller, curtain closing, movie over with. But don't get mad at me, gon' blame the chick who wrote this shit. Your life will show a bitch, but she know I'm rich. Yeah, why she give me what I want and I just throw a diss. Here I go again, I kick this shit, never then go to pouring in. Peso, euro, yen, and hat I'm paid, never gon' be broke again. See me posted in anything, wearing any chain. Never gon' see me toting anything, all you gon' see is bang. It's some nights where I kick it, hate you never get to visit. Yeah, I'm on another level, but you niggas still can get it. It's so over for you finished, sorry bro, this where we ended. Won't give you the satisfaction of me giving you.
Yeah, I guess life is a bitch, ain't it? And it's one thing, say this shit. Shirt off my back, I wanna give you the dirt off my handkerchief. I'm giving these hoes a dose of your mess and let them get a good taste of it. I'm sure you got that relationship memo by now, but in case you didn't, it's just so bad for the sticky nose to your forehead and staple it. Life is too short and I got no time to sit around just wasting it, so I pace this shit a little bit quicker. That clock I'm racing it double time in it, but I still spit triple the amount of insults in a tenth of the time that it may take you pricks to catch on. While you strong, I'm gonna catch on, I'm strong. Man, I still say Kmart's like there's an apostrophe, yes on it, dawg. And they say McDonald's is in a restaurant, well I guess I'm wrong. But if you're gonna tell me that A&W ain't the spot for the best hot dogs, you can get the F on, dawg.
I don't really care what you call me, you can even call me cold. I bet they knew as soon as they saw me, good night is over when they saw she rolled. I roll like a desperado, now they'll never know where I'm gonna go. But still I ball like the bill tomorrow, good night is over when they saw she rolled. Oh, she rolled, oh, she rolled.
Okay then, now we're finally ready for a clean, hard fight. Gentlemen, let's get it on.
Yo!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 8!
Whoa,
that was cool!
Teach versatility, cause I'm versatile.
Like this!
Teach versatility.
Hot spot.
Teach versatility.
Bitch better have my money. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, I've got Rozelle in the house tonight. It's the human sound wave straight out your comic book. Sound effects blazing through your rhyming book. Just imagine all the time it took for me to master this. So all the noise is hazardous. Imagine this, every sound from my lips. At my fingertips, I'll levitate the audience. So act books and grades, who's got the effect? Mozart and Mardi Gras, rugged like Cortex. Reach out and touch your whole crew like 9X. Sprint for the stage for MCI next. Get more connects than your internet. Rhymes is on time, I'm always online. Pump this in your neck, cool bins or pass by. Rehearse the third verse, nigga, then press rewind. When I perform, arm, arm, leg, leg, head, watch me transform. Decepticons, raining on your college as this goes on. I'm animated, never doormat, so change the format when I'm strong at Mortal Kombat, so teach your song that. Rubber damn you, hands, you're pretty good with your kung fu. Now where's my young fool at my glass of cognac? Digital readout with a concept, but I'm not that smart cat. Let's track back, check when to eat that, you want my feedback? Now let's delete that, now repeat that. I'm taking the streets back like I'm sweet back. If you can beat that, I'll bring the heat back on the street track. Molly Mall, bring the beat back. Optimus Prime, third verse, 8 bars, ain't no stopping this rhyme. I did this years ago, I got to my head on my time. Computerized, that's my mental design.
Don't be a party, y'all. Don't be a party, y'all. Don't be a party, y'all.
feeling kinda horny. Conventional methods of making love kinda bore me. I wanna knock your block off, get my rocks off, blow your socks off, make sure your G-spot's off.
I'ma call you Big Daddy and scream your name. Matter of fact, I can't wait for your candy rain.
So what you saying? I get my swerve on, bring it live, make it last forever. Damn, the kitty cat died.
Daddy, slow down your flow. Put it on me like a G, baby, nice and slow. I need a rough neck name and single in a sec. Who ain't afraid to pull my hands, spank me from the back.
No doubt, I'm the player that you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, stick it out, here comes the man of steel.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn. For the right spot to hit now, get down.
Damn, I love it. Damn, you use a rubber.
Damn right.
You are my lover.
All night.
The way I feel to you, heard the lover.
Man tight. The only thing left to do was climax. Let's make it last.
Word, we ain't going out like that. All the time you've been telling me that you was a dumb.
I tried to warn you, girl, you wouldn't listen. Now let's get it on.
Maybe wild, don't do that. Chill, wait a minute, baby, let me please your back.
You talk a good one, shorty, love, you're making me sweat. How a lie playing like a girl.
Nice and wet, get it on to the record. Girl, like it, daddy.
Nice and hard, safe sex in it, flexing it, getting that affectionate, chewing it, viewing it, all while we're doing it.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I represent Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. So I'm about to do it to ya.
I know what you're thinking. First and foremost, let me do my introduction. Welcome, everybody, to the Donna Coleon Show. That's right. We podcast live weekday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/WGAG-radio. Georgia Gossip, please believe it. And if you have not, please do so. Please join the fastest-growing conscious social network on the planet, and that's GeorgiaGossip.com. Please believe it. Yeah. And I am your host, Donna Coleon, and thank y'all so much for tuning in. Lord, Jesus, I mean, I can feel the vibes. Why do I always feel the vibes? I mean, God damn it, I'm so energy sensitive, even through cyberspace. It's incredible. I know it is over the hump day. It's over the hump day. So let's just wait. Let me wake up everybody before we get this thing popping. You feel me? Let me just wake motherfuckers up, because I know what it feels like when it's over the hump day. You've been working so goddamn much. This is what they do it. And I don't know why they call it over the hump day, but I know why they call it over the hump day. You figure them, if it makes sense. They call it that because they lower the frequencies on the planet, on this side of the hemisphere on Wednesdays, you know. That's why. And it drains the shit out of you. So by the time Wednesday hits, you're drained, you're tired, you're pushing yourself to move forward, which is a great sign, as above, so below, because that's what the heavens want you to do. Push yourself to move forward. Even when you're tired, push yourself to move forward. I'm telling you, make every day, you know, I've been drinking energy drink. I don't drink alcohol. Well, sometimes. But, you know, push yourself forward every day. Make over the hump day kind of like your paradigm shift. When it's a trying time in your life, it's always a meaningful one. So if you, the way we push ourselves on Wednesday is the same application that we will apply ourselves on every other giving day of our lives when we're just tired or it's a trying time. So apply that. I'm telling you, it helps. That's why it's good, you know, consider the uses of adversity, even though they lower the vibrations or the frequencies. It's all right. It's all right because it's a test. Seen in its true light, everything is a test. Seen in its true light. Look at life as a school, you'll graduate. That's why it has to happen this way. So push yourself forward. Push yourself forward. It's kind of like every day, if, you know, sometimes your hump day may be on a goddamn Monday and it's just too much, too unbearable. Push yourself forward. Push yourself forward. It's that simple. Try to find out, you know, consider the uses of adversity. It happens to every single human being on the planet. Considering the uses of adversity. Every human being on the planet has to go through it. So it could be your Wednesday, your over the hump day. It could be any day. So just push yourself forward. I want to wake some people up real quick because I understand the energy. I can feel it, and it's always like that. How do I know? Because, shit, I'm energy sensitive and shit. Sometimes I need a goddamn kicker, a quicker picker-upper. I need bounty, like, super fast in my life. So, where we going to go? I want something to wake y'all up. I don't know where to do it, goddamn it. All right, here it is. Nope, that ain't it. Nope. Let's do it this way. I got to do something to wake y'all up. You feel me? All right, maybe this would. I don't know. Hold on. We'll
this is a journey into sound. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value. When all is ready, I throw this switch. Pump up the volume, pump up the volume. Pump that bass.
You make me feel so good.
Thinking of a master plan. Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I just deep up, still coming up for lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a stick up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9-to-5. If I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss. A pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape for me and Eric being a nice big plate of this, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now to test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got to hear. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms,
Unpredictable. Please believe it. I got the news. I got all that stuff coming up next real shortly. And first and foremost, I certainly like to do something. I mean, you know, something happened in the history of hip-hop that is being done. And I haven't seen it done in a long-ass time. But I want to give a special shout-out to the one and only Kilo Ali and Sammy Sam, the Hitman. Yeah. You know, for anybody that know anything about Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, when Atlanta was on the map in the beginning, goddamn, we had Kilo Ali and Sammy Sam, the Hitman. A lot of people like, who the fuck is Sammy Sam, the Hitman? If you don't know, I can't fucking tell you. If you don't know Kilo, I can't tell you. You got to be from Atlanta, ATL, you feel me, from the Dirty South. So big ups to Kilo Ali, nigga out of jail. And him and Sammy Sam and DJ Kizzy Rock is doing it big. Got a song coming out real soon. The video is up and all that good stuff. So I just like to say, damn, they done came together, man. Amen. Do y'all thing. Do y'all thing, baby. Do y'all thing. Do your thing. All right. So that's that. All right. Now, here it is. Woo. It is over the hump day. I ain't even finna bullshit you. You know what I'm saying? This shit here is serial. All right, I got the news. Here it is. Legendary sports commentator Dick Vitale calls NBA players inmates. Y'all don't know who the hell he is, don't ask. All right. Anyway, while on ESPN, Mike and Mike in the Morning Show, Vitale and the crew started talking about the possibilities regarding the trade of NBA superstar Carmelo Anthony. When the host mentioned that he may try and repeat the same process LeBron James has done by going to a team who already have two all-stars, Vitale responded with, moves like that are like inmates controlling the asylum, okay? Comparing NBA Commissioner David Stern to a warden, some people believe that Dick obviously feels that these young black men should not have control over their own destination. Are you fucking serious? Who the hell is this cracker? Did y'all hear that shit? I don't know if y'all, it don't matter whether or not y'all keep up with basketball or not, but it's the fact that this nigga's a commentator. That's all he is, this cracker. He's a college basketball commentator. That's it. So he's basically is saying that young black men should not have control over their own destiny. I mean, come on, are you fucking serious? Get a life, motherfucker. Anyway, but Alabama head coach Nick Saban has also been questioned about a statement he made about young college players receiving benefits from their school. He said, I don't think it's anything but greed that's creating it right now on behalf of the agents. The agents that do this, and I hate to say this, but how are they any better than a pimp? So he's basically calling agents pimps. I don't know, because according to what the media and them old goddamn pimp movies back in the 60s and 70s, you know, portrayed the pimps to be, they didn't give a damn about their hoes. Let me put that on record. So wrong comparison. Can't compare, you know, agents to pimps, you know. You know, agents maybe to sugar daddies, but not pimps. You know what I'm saying? You know, sugar daddies, yeah. Pimps, nah. So the statement was a controversial one, and because all the players involved in the story have spoke on where black, so So do, okay, my question is this. So do you feel that Dick's comments were intended to be racist, or do you feel that his words was just misconceived? Oh, no, that's some racist shit. Anytime you say young black men should not have control of their situation or their destination, anytime a statement like that is completely, you know, came out of a motherfucking mouth that is Caucasian, that's a racist statement, because you should just say young men should not have control over their destination and then leave the black out. Then we know that, you know, then let us take it as, did he mean black men? Did he mean young black men? So that would be different. Then, yes, his words would be misconceived. But, nah, the nigga said young black men should not have control over their destinies. This motherfucker need to be put to rest. All right? That's what the hell I say. Speaking of put to rest, T.I. is sued for showing a dead man on MTV. Y'all familiar with this? T.I. is sued by Dead Man's family for showing the corpse on a show. Clifford T.I. Harris is being shown no mercy, even though he is behind bars. His now interesting MTV show, Road to Redemption, was meant to scare youth straight and educate them, scare them straight and educate them about the dangers of criminal activities. However, the first episode titled, You Are Responsible for Your Own Actions, I love it. You are responsible for your own actions. I love it. Let's make that shit, put it on your damn voicemail and shit. A nigga call, be like, nigga, you are responsible for your own actions. That means you got the right to cuss their ass out. Anyway, but You Are Responsible for Your Own Actions featured T.I. visiting the Hogbrooks funeral home in Atlanta, showing a young man the corpse of an alleged hustler whose face was blurred. The body belonged to Joseph Williams, and the mortician suggested that the family did not know what happened to their son on the MTV program. The dead man's father, Joseph Williams Sr., and other relatives expressed that they did not give consent for the body to be televised, and the footage shown was done for financial gain and publicity. MTV, the funeral home, and the incarcerated MC, T.I., are all named in the lawsuit, which cites mental distress as the reason for them seeking a settlement for an undisclosed amount. Question, was Tip just trying to scare the youngsters, or was it a stunt for ratings that went too far? My answer would be no. It just doesn't make sense, you know. If even if the family, you know, their son, here's what I say. You know, even if, I mean, if this is the road to redemption and you are responsible for your own actions, here's what I say, and I'm serious about this shit. Okay, because the body was viewed and his face was blurred and all that type of shit, I think that the family is just fucking found a way to actually get in and find a way to get some money out of this shit. They calling it mental distress. I basically says that, nah, you motherfucker, you in financial debt distress. And you just found your, you just think that this is your way in, because I'm going to tell you like this. If it's to assist the youth, why would the family have mental distress over it when it should be like, well, somebody needs to keep these youth in line, and even if my son had to be a product of his environment and now he's dead, then as long as it saves another youth life, then we don't give a damn. Does that make sense? You know, so you can tell that shit is like, you know, they found the way to get paid. Because if it's, I mean, if you're for real, if you trying to save the children of our future, and your son has happened to be someone that happened to pass away through a life of crime and whatever. And I think, you know, you can tell that they don't give a damn about the children. They're only concerned about their money, and they use mental distress. That's what the fuck I say. All right? If it makes sense. That's all. That's what I say. You know, I don't know, but that's what I say. All right? Also, I have some tips. I guess we'll talk about that later, probably during the leadership. You know what I'm saying? 10 tips to becoming your own boss within 1 year. You know, this is actually coming from AtlantaPost.com. I love listening, reading to AtlantaPost.com in regards to the tips to be owning your own business within a year. We're going to talk about that.
No way.
We're going to talk about that We're going to talk about that as well, all right? That is our news. I mean, it was more, there is a case of Nathan Corey and intra-racial bullying. Little boy, he's actually, the article is on Georgia Gossip page under Did You Know? And this little boy, he was bullied. I mean, the guy, little boy was tied to a tree, beat up, tied to a tree. His foot, they tied his foot to a tree, so he was hanging upside down. And we'll talk about that in a minute as well, if that's something, you know. Oh, you want to hear it? She said, yes, I want to hear this story. Oh, do you? Wow, incredible. Okay, well, you want to hear it, then okay, well. All right, then, shit, let me go back to it, you know. Let me just go back to it. Okay, so recently, okay, this article is written by Charing Ball. Says, recently I came across the story of Nathan Corey, as I'm saying it right, a 13-year-old student from Upper Darby, PA, who had been kidnapped, beaten, and hung upside down from a tree by several teens. The assault was captured on one of the attacker's cell phone camera and blasted live online for the world to see. Consequentially, it was also their foolish convict for accolades via the internet that ultimately led to their arrest. The nitwit six, ranging in age from 13 to 17, are now probably fighting real bullies at juvie while they await a slew of charges. I was originally avoiding this story for a couple of reasons. So was I. First, the blogs and the articles about childhood bullying are already plentiful. Secondly, oftentimes these incidences are used as an incentive for zero-tolerance campaigns and legislation. I agree. Which seek to further criminalize children without giving thought to the particular reasons why a child might find themselves being a bully or being bullied. However, there is one angle in this story worth mentioning and discussing, which is the reason why Corey became a target. Besides being smaller in stature to the other boys, Corey had said that his mother's birthplace of Liberia was also a constant source of teasing and ridicule. The harassment of children from Africa by African-born blacks is unfortunate on so many levels. Here in Philadelphia, not far from Corey's beating took place, there has been a surge of bullying attacks on African immigrant families. Last year, there were several high-profile attacks on African immigrant children, including the vicious beating of a 13-year-old Liberian boy in Southwest Philadelphia who had been savagely beaten as he walked home from a nearby middle school. These attacks on new African immigrants and their children expose a larger problem of animosity between them and African Americans. Many times, these immigrant children, who often speak fluent English, are lumped into classrooms and other social settings with African American children without any distinction of cultural backgrounds. In some cases, many African-American children who lack any real knowledge of their own ancestral roots rely on the only things they know of Africa, which is television and pop culture references. I can attest to this from my own childhood experience when we, the African-American children, would taunt each other with terms such as African booty scratcher. Ha ha! We had no idea what an African booty scratcher was, but in our little 10-year-old minds, it was the most awful name we could think to call one another. The Philadelphia School District has started working with a community activist who runs a nonprofit in Southwest Philadelphia called the African Center for Education and Sustainability. The nonprofit has been advocating on behalf of recent immigrant African and Caribbean children and requesting severe punishment for those who engage in bias-based bullying. But the reality is that this is a learned behavior passed down from generation to generation. It is believed in many black nationalist circles that without our own strong cultural values, we imitate the culture around us. I believe that there is some truth to that as evidenced by the lack of ethnic identity, development, and cultural enrichment in classrooms without the additions of multicultural counselors, teachers, and circular to educate children about the social, political, and cultural elements of the entire diaspora, the cycle of intra-racial bullying and violence will continue. All right, in a nutshell, African-American children are terrorizing African children, bullying them. You know, one was savagely beaten. The little boy, he was hung by a tree, beaten. I mean, wow. All right, let's talk about it. Anybody want to make a comment on it, please call in. You know, I think, you know, Charing is right in regards to this because it kind of wake us up to, I mean, shit, that takes me back. I mean, yeah, we used to say that shit back when we were 10. I know when I was a little girl, we used to call everybody African booty scratchers and goddamn your greasy granddad and shit. So that's, you know, and now it's an, I guess these, like, what, two generations later or one generation later from us being 30s and our children are 10, you know, from that happening, you could tell that it's gotten worse because, you know, tying babies up to a tree and shit, you got these 13 to 17-year-old African-American children are now facing a goddamn host of charges because of beating a little boy whose mother's from Liberia and tying him up to a tree, hanging him from his feet, dangling him upside down. I had no idea that you can actually, seriously, and don't kick my ass when I say this, for real. I had no idea that children even know how to tie, black children knows how to tie another nigga up in a goddamn tree upside down. Like, what the fuck did they use? This shit is not good. It's not good. Jali Ali is in the chat room, said, how could it have gotten worse between us after we found out we are Africans? Well, maybe the adults just found that out. You know, I don't fucking preach that shit in my goddamn house. We Native Americans in my goddamn house. Fuck what you heard. I'd rather roll with Lone Ranger and goddamn Tonto than fuck around with that goddamn African shit. But that's another story. That's just another side of how I feel about life. Don't worry about it. Don't take it personal. Fireliner says, maybe if some of the immigrants did not come here feeling superior and treating American blacks like dirt, that impression would not continue to exist. Well, goddamn, Fireliners, girl, you done hit the African motherfuckers on the head with that one. I don't know now. I mean, really? Good God. I mean, that's a whole nother. Damn, Fireliner, you went in on that. You, goddamn, you ain't giving a nigga a chance to goddamn gloat over the fact that African children are getting their ass beat by African-American children. Do y'all agree, or can we find some type of agreement or commonality that children are less educated in the home in regards to their ancestral culture over in Africa, you know? But let me tell you something. Let me put this on record. It don't really fucking matter where you at, because when I left, like I said, when I left Georgia and took my ass to Maryland, them motherfuckers, when I was 13, them motherfuckers was goddamn having jokes and shit, joning my ass because I sound country, and joning Atlanta and shit. I mean, and that's on this side of the goddamn globe. That was, you know, they was on my ass because I was, and they called me a country Bama. How the fuck you going to call me a country Bama? You know what I'm saying? I never forget some of them goddamn words. So does it matter what part, because, you know, it's like I'm over here in the United States, and I ain't but goddamn 8 hours from Maryland, from Georgia, and them goddamn kids was goddamn on my ass because of my accent, you know? So they would jump my ass about that. They couldn't touch me, though. No way. I got into fights. I got into a lot of fights in Maryland at the age of 13 because I'm new to the shit, and the motherfuckers on the fucking tribe, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, country Bama, what the fuck they used to call me. But at the end of the goddamn day, I'm saying, so they're going to do this regardless. Children would do it regardless, right? Because even when we were saying African booty scratcher a long time ago when we was little, wasn't none of them babies from Africa. They mom was born in goddamn Chicago or some goddamn way and moved to Atlanta. Everybody was an African booty scratch. If you was like super duper black, we had a goddamn, we Jones your ass, you African booty scratcher. That was one of the Jones. Hey, them niggas didn't come straight off the fucking boat. I don't remember having an African friend at 10, 9 years old, just calling a whole bunch of niggas that lived in my neighborhood African booty scratchers. So let's talk about, let's really figure out, is that what it is? Is that really what it is? Because we call anybody an African booty scratch. It didn't matter. We didn't know that your ass came off the fucking boat. We knew your ass was born right down the goddamn, born in the same hospital I was born in. That had nothing to do with Africa. But we were fucked up by the media long time ago. Even when that We Are the World came in and Michael Jackson and all them rest of them motherfuckers, Quincy Jones and all them just kept showing us fucking Africa. They didn't show us nothing beautiful about Africa. So we knew to use that as a tool to motherfucking Jones goddamn children who kind of look like them motherfuckers. You know, they didn't glorify Africa to us. Yes. Psychic trauma, Bash. Psychic trauma. You know, they didn't glorify our motherland, our land. You know what I'm saying? They didn't glorify that shit. When they showed us, they show people that look like us with bugs or children. You know, here we are, children over in the fucking America, and we got to turn on this USA to Africa bullshit, and we are the world, and we seeing children our age with heads goddamn the size of a motherfucking basketball, big-ass fucking stomachs, skinny goddamn legs, and flies flying around their fucking eyes, and we're looking at other people that supposedly look like us as children. You know, so that shit there, you know, you know, they did the work. They did a job on us. Come on in, MC Jolly. Jolly Ali, let me make sure I can get you on, sweetheart. Been defragging and shit all night. What's good? You're on the air, Jolly. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you today?
Welcome to the show. I'm doing just fantastic right now. Thank you for joining in on us. What you got for us?
Well, you know, what concerns me about this story, like you said, it's not necessarily, you know, the children bullying each other. To me, the concern was that black children decided to hang an African child. To me, that's a little, I don't know, that's very concerning.
Or decided to hang just another child.
But I'm sure they knew he was African.
Well, yeah, they knew he was African.
Yeah, so I feel like, did they decide because he was African, let's hang him? Or is this how we punish people we don't like now? We hanging niggas now? Like, that's what my concern is. My concern is this how children are thinking? That's how we gonna fuck somebody up? We gonna hang them? You know what I mean? That's a little too much right there.
Well, and on this planet, it is. It's a hell of a lot too much. But I know one thing on this planet. This planet is to devour the weak. It doesn't matter, like when Queen Afami talked about the chick, the black woman that worked in the front of the so-called corporation that they work for, and she's weak, so she can be able to be dictated to. The way that the world is set is that it's set to prey on the weak. And every child has an ability to sense weak. To sense the weakness in anyone that's their age. Same way teenagers can sense the weakness in another teenager. Same way adults can seek the weakness in another adult, male or female. And that's been an instinct that was given to us even by nature, because even nature in the animal kingdom, they prey on the weak. You know, in the animal kingdom, they prey on the weak. You know, a rat don't have too much goddamn shit to fight when it comes to a snake. A snake knows that the rat is its predator because the rat is weak. The lion knows that the zebras and deers and azaleas and all of them motherfuckers are weak because they ain't got shit. They ain't got claws, they ain't got fucking teeth, and they vegetarians. Vegetarians, honestly, are the weakest motherfuckers on the planet, if you notice that. Cows, as big as it is, can't defend itself. It's weak as hell. That's why they're easily led to the slaughter. Lambs or sheep is weak as hell. That's why they're easier led to the slaughter. So in every human species or species on the planet, there is an instinct trait that's called the prey on the weak. So when they see a child that didn't defend themselves the first time against its adversary or its predator, then that predator can keep fucking with that which is weak. It's in every last one of us. Every last one of us. Some of us as adults are prey right now because we got weak adults. And somebody that is their age is fucking with them. No difference than a male and female. The male who has the instinct of a predator and he's in a relationship with the woman, he can sense that the woman is weak. So he will dominate her and she will be, you know, she will be the weakest one. But you don't fuck most niggas, and I find out most men, just talking about men in particular, they only prey on the weak. The way that the world is set up, they prey on the weak. The first smell or snitch that they get from a weak person is the time where that weak person is now being a victim. That's why they would say that adults are predators to children. That's why they call them child predators, because children are weak. Mm-hmm. This is the way the shit goes. And in the child world, children kingdom, there are children that knows that other children are weak and they prey on the weak. It's just the way that shit go. How do you combat that is that you have to teach your child, you know, or yourself that you will not be the prey. You will not be the prey, and you will also not be the predator unless something is testing you that may feel to be more greater than you than that predator instinct, then you have to fight. The zebras does not kick the lion ass because the zebra does not know how to fight. So some of these children do not know how to fight. They sit there and take it amongst their age group. Women in relationships with niggas they age, same shit. Women don't know how to fight, yet they get their ass beat from a motherfucker that's in their age group. It's instinct. That's just the way it goes. Y'all
yeah.
seen a deer fight a bear and win. That motherfucker must have had them antlers. I'll give you the chance to comment. Let me put 803 on it in first. Let them know their mic is open. 803, give us a minute. Your mic is open. Go ahead, Jolly.
I was saying that my concern as a parent is if my son or daughter came home and said, you know, we kicked someone's ass, you know, and it was awesome, whoop-de-whoop, then, you know, I may give a high five, listen to the details. But if she came home and said something like, you know, we set a person on fire or we hung them from a tree and thought this shit was funny, that's when I would look at my son or daughter like, well, what the fuck is wrong with you? Because that shit's a little bit sick. You see what I'm saying? That's my point about hanging a person. Well, what the fuck is wrong with the person doing the hanging? Like, that's a little bit off right there.
Like I said, that's just it's just that fucking beast mentality. That's just the way it go. I mean, it's the beast mentality. Ain't nothing. It has always been happening, and the reality of it is, it will always happen. Until children know psychic self-defense, because the thing about it is, how do you avoid that as the weak? Could that little boy avoided that? Could he have avoided that the first time they came at him trying to insult him and fuck with him the very first time? Could he have avoided that? Could he have nipped that shit in the bud?
Yes.
Exactly. But, again, they prey on the weak. It don't matter what age group that we're talking about. In every age group, there is a weak person amongst them. That's just the way it goes. I'm not eliminating the fact that this young boy was tied, you know, to a tree and hung upside down by motherfuckers in his age group. I am not eliminating that. I'm just giving the psychological thing of what takes place in the human being in the nature of the fucking world, other species on the planet. God damn, I keep burping and shit. But that's just the way it go. Ain't nothing you can do but other than to teach your children psychic self-defense, physical self-defense, because you have no idea, even once they get older, that they still will be tried by an adult that's fucking with them, that's in that same age group. That's just the way that shit go. Nobody wants to be fucked with, but the same people that don't want to be fucked with, nobody wants to be bothered. However, people bother everybody. Nobody wants to be insulted. Nobody wants, you know, who wants that? So everybody want to mind their fucking business. You know, you heard about the women on Valentine's Day, the two black sisters, close friends and cousins that go and leave. You know, the girl break up with her boyfriend. She goes and kick it with her close cousin and found dead with bullets all in their ass shortly after.
What? What?
Absolutely. I mean, it's no different than the boy hanging upside down. You got predators and you got the prey. This is how that shit works. This shit ain't no goddamn, shit, you know. So now, even though that could have been a weak motherfucker that walked in and had to have a weapon stronger than what he thought that could get the job done, which happens to be a gun, but it still shows that he had to use a weapon to do it. Again, so they, 13 to 17-year-olds, had to use a weapon to actually do these harmful acts to this little boy. If they do away weapons, then what? You still will have a predator. You still will have things to hurt or harm someone with. It doesn't fucking matter, man. I swear to God, man, it's a fucked up situation. What about the teen? He's on the front page of Blog Talk. I mean, on Georgia Gossip, where the police, you know, talking about they had to shoot him to save their fucking life. But the you can tell the way that the bullets were shot at the windshield, so it means that the cops shot outside of the car, standing in front of the car, right at the fucking windshield, at his ass. And the little boy is a college kid, football athlete. Mm. You can tell they got out the car and assassinated that 15-year-old with the guns, stood right in front of his car and shot through the windshield, and said that their life was in danger. How was your life in danger when your ass could have got back in your police car and just followed him or called for backup or something, and y'all just trapped the whole car? How come you got out the car and got in front of his car and just shot bus caps all in the windshield? Nigga ain't had no gun. It's the same thing. To me, police are bullies because they can get away with it. You know, you got innocent, you got the same type of fucking mentality. You got those that are not officers that go around in every age group bullying, tying motherfuckers, shooting up motherfuckers every goddamn day, but cops can get away with the same type of bullying and murder. Same shit. Come on in, 803.
Peace, Don. How you doing?
I'm good. It's H-Tech.
Yeah.
Hey, baby. How you?
About the bullies. Bullies everywhere. They're going to pick on somebody that's easier to pick on, you know, and that's everywhere. Just like you, but I agree with you, man. But, like, if you bully, you turn into one after a while, you know.
Because it's prey or get preyed on.
Yeah,
this is what they call it. They say a doggy dog world, you know? Yeah. This is a doggy dog world. So the survival of the fittest. This is the way this whole shit is set up. It kind of reminds y'all of, what was that movie where Ice-T played the homeless man and they was hunting his ass, surviving the game? This is what this fucking planet is based on, surviving the fucking game. Nobody teach their children or their families, no survival tactics was taught to the black family in a sense, and I have to put that on record. And I don't mean a first aid kit and some goddamn canned goods just in case shit hit the fan and some fucking generator. I'm talking about real survival tactics. We don't teach our children that shit. We haven't even been taught that properly. So this is a survival of the fittest. This, the whole way this planet is based on is survival of the fittest.
Yeah. You gotta slaughter the stronger, though, I think. I'm on
slaughter
that.
The stronger? How do you do that, sweetheart?
Slaughter the stronger.
Slaughter?
Slaughter the stronger.
And then you would become a bully saying that. Just because I'm stronger than you, you want to slaughter me?
Just
you see how this works?
You're stronger than me and trying to take my resources or whatever, if you're stronger.
Yeah, but you see how this works, though.
Yeah, I see how it works.
You know, because they believe in an eye for an eye or two for a two. So because the strong is surviving, the weak wants to probably pick up a gun or something and pop a cap in their ass because
they go down that way sometimes, though.
Yeah, exactly, and because it's in our nature to either be a prey or the predator. It's in our nature. And some predators are preys, and some preys become predators.
That's how it mostly
happens. That's just the way this shit works.
Either you let the stronger take you out, or you take them out. That's how it is now, and it's like not a game no more.
It's never been a game.
That's true.
It's always been this way. It's the deception. It's the deception that makes people think that there's a side by. You know what I'm saying? It's the deception makes you think that you don't have to, you know what I'm saying, fight. Or, you know, you don't have to, you know, people think they can just sit back and watch shit happen. And no, you're just the prey. You're either up or you're down. You're either in or you're out. There is no in between. There's no gray. You either are or you're not.
Right.
And it's like teachers can't save you from bullies. They don't even want to get involved.
And some of the teachers are bullied. You heard about the bitch that be beating the kids' ass, and now this bitch is tried with aggravated assault and all that shit on the children, beating their ass, hitting them upside their fucking head in a goddamn middle school.
We got spanked. Yeah, I got spanked in school.
No,
this
ain't spanking. This is really fucking assaulting children. Adults do it all the time. They call themselves parents.
Exactly.
So what's the difference? What's the difference? But if the difference is it's okay when an adult beats your ass, a.k.a. your mama, your daddy, so you grow up and say, hey, I got my ass beat all the time when I was a child.
Yeah.
So if you got your ass beat all the time by someone that is a lot stronger than you, in your words, H-Tech, was to, what was the word? To something the strong?
Slaughter
the strong. So the strong would be the adults in any situation, be it their parents, cousins, teachers, uncles, coaches, presidents, whatever the fuck. Police officers, the strong would be considered adults.
You can't do that to your parents.
Well, there are children that's motherfucking killing their parents now because they're fucking tired of it.
That's the stronger thing, but not my parents.
You can fuck up your parents.
That's
yeah, thing. I mean, parents been getting killed by their own children for years, centuries.
There are children beating their parents, fuck killing them. They're actually for mama and fucking daddy.
Well,
I saw that too.
So in that case, the parent needs to fucking slaughter the stronger. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, because if we're gonna deal with the principle. Slaughter the stronger, how do you do that? Because right now, it's the weak that gets
you gotta figure
slaughtered.
It out.
It's the same cycle. You're either the prey or you're the predator. It's the same cycle. Because anytime you're the weak and your motto is slaughter the stronger, that means whoever's oppressing you, you slaughter them, you become the oppressor.
Right.
But then that person then in turn becomes oppressed. So they need to do the same thing. Slaughter the stronger. You see what I'm saying? It's the cycle.
Yeah.
My mom was
the weakest woman in our house, you know. And that's some fucked up shit. My brother used to fight her. My daddy would fight her. I ended up fighting her when we saw the weakest link in the house. Ain't that some shit? That's crazy.
Can't be weak.
You know, the first sign of weakness, it shows that it's the same way in school. Y'all remember, let's go back in our childhood real quick. If you fought somebody and you lost, everybody
That's
wanted
right.
to fuck with you after that?
Yep.
That's right.
Everybody wanted to fuck with you after that. But if you won, niggas knew not to fuck with you. It don't even matter if you whooped somebody's ass that was weak. I mean, they couldn't even defend themselves. Just the fact that you whooped their ass, niggas knew not to fuck with you after that.
Right.
It's just the way the shit goes. It is survival of the fittest, and honestly, there is nothing we can do about it, because even if you got a weak person that wants to slaughter the strong, the only way they can do it if they pick up a machete or a motherfucking Tech-9, Mac-10 or some shit.
Yeah. Hey, man, do what you do.
Pick up a motherfucking goddamn brick and bust the strong upside the fucking head, or whatever, you know, but they have to use a weapon.
Yep.
Hit that bitch with a bottle. I don't fight. I don't argue.
You know, I mean, this is the way this shit works.
I know.
And it's fucked up. It's really not good. But it's the way that every species is designed. There are plants in the goddamn nature that just fucking kill other plants for the hell of it. You don't kill other insects and shit for fucking with them. You got the Venus flytrap. That bitch will fuck you up. You know, you got shit. You just got, it's in it. Every species on the planet Earth. I don't give a fuck how you look at it. We always lose focus because when we look at humans, we think that humans is still not a part of nature. And humans are a part of nature.
That's right.
That's why it's called human nature. Yep. Shit. You're still part of nature. This is the balancement of the universe. It's the way this shit is. It's going to be like this forever. Ain't shit gonna change. Y'all can't even say change your mind, because that shit ain't gonna work. If you was designed to be a prey, then that's what your destiny is, to be preyed on. No matter if you 7 or 77, that's just the way it goes. It's fucking weak. It's just, nothing we can do about it. I'm sorry. Other than try your best as a parent to motherfucking breed strong-ass children.
Yeah.
Strong children. That's all I can fucking say. And it's sad because women and children get preyed on, like, immediately, because women have been portrayed in the media as weak, and so have children. But something is happening now because children don't give a fuck now. They'll bust a cap in your ass, and women are fucking kicking the shit out of niggas' ass now. Women are fed up, too, and shit. You know what I'm saying? You heard about and mothers are fed up at their fucking foul-mouth-ass children.
Hell yeah.
She shot all the
kids. I mean, this shit is crazy. And fathers are fed up at the mama and the kids, so he come in and kill everybody. I mean, this shit is crazy. This is where this shit go. You heard some stories about how black women are fucking brutally killing the shit out of these niggas now?
Yeah.
They're so-called niggas that they love now. There was a time when it was just women just dying over goddamn love.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Now, that damn domestic violence done switched, that bitches are going to jail for killing a nigga, chopping his dick off, and goddamn. And then you heard about my girl on the reality show, the light-skinned chick. I don't know if you watch a lot of reality shows, though.
I watch a lot of reality.
And I put the article up on Georgia Gossip with the dude in the hospital. His whole face is fucking cut, sliced from head to motherfucking chin and shit.
What's her name?
And that nigga was a bouncer at a fucking club. That bitch nigga was talking shit. He's a bouncer talking shit to a light-skinned, thick, whatever, young, you know, frail woman, and that bitch sliced that motherfucker up with her nails.
What's her name?
Yeah.
That shit looked like that bitch had a razor blade.
Yeah,
fuck that nigga up. Now he in the house looking like a little bitch.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a real life story. A 6-foot big ass fucking nigga talking shit to one of my friend's mother, who's a grandmother and a mother. She's knocking at 50, knocking at 60. Bad knees, got a cane and everything. This big-foot-ass, 6-foot-ass nigga in New York City bomb rush her, move her out the way so he can use, guess what, the woman's bathroom in McDonald's.
Shut the fuck up.
Right? A little bit later, they see each other again. Mind you, this woman is like 4'9", you know, 60 years, knocking at 60 with a cane. They meet later at the train station, and she says to him, you know that was wrong what you did, motherfucker. You know that was wrong. You know what that big foot, 6-foot ass nigga in New York City said to her?
What?
Nigga, fuck you. I ain't got to respect your old ass. You know what happened to that nigga? Nigga got his ass beat with that fucking cane, head busted, nose fucking everything fucking bleeding. That bitch whooped his ass.
Good.
Whooped that motherfucker ass.
Good.
Whooped that 6-foot bad, she's got bad knees, and walking with a goddamn cane, knocking at 60, and whooped that 6-foot-tall-ass nigga ass, face and shit all goddamn bloody. We ain't got time for this shit no more.
you know what? I hope someone beat his ass for making her beat his ass, making her knees even weaker, just whooping his ass. I hope someone whooped his ass again, little fuck.
You ain't supposed to mess with old people or little kids. Everybody else
see,
is crazy.
That's what I'm saying, Don. That's what I'm saying. The mentality of these people is an awakening to us. We really got to stop treating each other like we are, like everybody's already co-signed on. You know what I'm saying? We need to teach our children, you got to check these motherfuckers out. You know what I'm saying? You got to put them to the test. You got to whoop their ass and see how they act afterward. Because the way people act towards you after you fuck them up is very indicative of their integrity. If you fuck a motherfucker up that has integrity, then they respect and honor between you two. But if you fuck someone up that has no integrity, they become that bitch nigga that always be trying to fuck with you. That's how you know you ain't shit. And I don't fuck with you.
Yeah, that shit wrong. I mean, that's just the way, that shit the way it goes. I'm glad Queen Afami is in the building. I just talked about how the chick that you were saying at work, you know what I'm saying, was weak. See, they consist of weak, and thus this is why she gets to be played. Now, if you can imagine if all of us became young again, that chick at the motherfucking front desk at a Queen Afami's job would be tied to a goddamn tree. That's why I literally had to wake my daughter up. I had to shake that shit off because she's a great child. You know, she's a good person. She got a good heart. She take care of motherfuckers. And because they're able to only see that side of her, they took her kindness for weakness. And I always say, if people take your kindness for weakness, then what do they take your weakness for?
Thank you.
Again, if they take your kindness for weakness, then what do they take your weakness for?
To go ahead to do anything they want to you.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's just the way that shit go, man. I mean, shit, it's just, and nothing you can fucking do about it, man, but goddamn, you know, that's why you have to give yourself a deceiving air. You have to put on what is considered a front. I ain't bullshitting. You got to put on the fucking front. That's why you can't show a motherfucker your kindness. You can't show them that, you know, you can't show anybody your weakness.
Mm-hmm.
You show them your fucking weakness, it's over. I've seen niggas bitch up. Grown men that say, I'll kill that fucking cracker if I ever see him. I see him grown men bitch up when the fucking cracker is a goddamn police officer. Because, again, and they are taught, police officers are taught to smell your fear. And as soon as they sense fear, they got you anyway. They got you on that. I mean, everybody is sent. They sense fear. You got it in you. I got it in me to sense fear. You know?
It's a pheromone that you put out.
I know that it is a pheromone. You know, I know that if a weak bitch did some foul shit to me, I know I can fuck her up. Ain't that some shit? Like I said, if a weak bitch did some foul shit to me, like foul shit, like, you know what I'm saying, do some foul shit, I know that I know I can find her and fuck her ass up with my bare hands. I just know that. Because the bitch is weak anyway. Weak people do foul shit. Let's put that on record. Weak people are not innocent. They're not honest. They're not trustworthy. They're not goddamn saints on the planet. Let's put that on record. Because
exactly.
I hate fucking rats, but I love snakes if there's a rat around. You see what I'm saying?
I say that again?
I said exactly. I hate rats. You know, rats are some nasty, sneaky-ass motherfuckers. But rats don't have any, you know, any armor, but they some dirty motherfuckers. But I love a snake if that motherfucking rat is around. Get that ass. But I don't like snakes. I don't like snakes either. But I love goddamn sofa. You see what I'm saying? That's just, you know, it's shit. I mean, it's a doggy-dog world, man. It's the way the animal king. That's why it was important to actually master, in a sense, the wild kingdom. Because people looking at the wild kingdom as if it's only animals and not knowing that, nigga, we exist in the wild kingdom, too. The wild kingdom is the whole planet Earth. It's wild.
Yeah.
It don't matter where you at.
Yeah, build your skill level up, your survival skills, because a smaller person can still beat a stronger person with their mind, you know. There's ways to get everybody.
Y'all seen that? I put up something. We got a segment, a little discussion called Caught on Tape. And there's some five niggas tried to jump one nigga at a goddamn telephone store. You saw that, Jolly?
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes,
you
ma'am.
Saw how that nigga handled all
yes,
five
ma'am.
Of their ass.
Yes, ma'am.
It don't matter. The notion, and that's the funny thing, the notion of strength does not apply in numbers either.
Exactly.
That's why people be like, we all need to come together. Nigga, the notion of strength does not apply in numbers.
Nope. He got this. He got this. And what I love most is he,
watch it now.
He knew he got this. Every time they came out of bow. I had no problem. Loved it.
Yeah, that nigga was, you know, he was blessed. He was blessed that day. He was blessed in where others was not blessed at and got their ass totally beat out the fucking frame.
Exactly.
That motherfucker was a goddamn, if Rodney King was that nigga, I think Rodney King would have been straight, but he would have been in jail than in the hospital.
But you know,
whooping up every last officer ass and all them niggas that came and beat his ass and shit, whoever the fuck did it. You know, but, I mean, that's just the way I don't like it, period. That's why I don't like watching National Geographic when it's time for the lions to go hunt and them fucking innocent-ass deers be just minding their business, drinking water or eating some shit. Then along comes a motherfucking lion and goddamn just slaughter their ass. I'm like, damn. I just hate looking at that shit. Like, damn. It's like, fuck, this shit is fucking terrible.
Everybody has to pay a cost to be free.
Huh?
Everybody pays the cost to be free. You know, some animals pay that cost with their lives. But,
right.
You know.
Right. I mean, and look what happened to what is considered so-called greats. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, to take one out, you got to have, you know, armor. You know, I mean, who would think that Martin Luther King, you know, thought that, you know, the day he walked outside that hotel room that he was going to get in the car? The nigga never made it. Who would think when Malcolm X gave that last speech in that motherfucking goddamn probably Marcus Garvey shit in New York City and did a lecture, but did Malcolm X think that that motherfucker was going to walk out of that motherfucker? I mean, the only way that you can get rid of a nigga is that you got to have something else to do it?
Yeah.
Incredible. Why?
Yeah. Because the end result, the goal is to get rid of them, is not to maintain their personal honor, it's to just get rid of the other person. So if they have to do it in the most bitch way possible, they will do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's their weakness. Their weakness is their lack of honor. Their weakness, their, you know, inability to distinguish, you know, what it's all about and what role you want to play.
That shit ain't no joke, man.
And what's the video called?
I don't even know what the hell it's titled. You know, it's called This Is How You Kick Five Niggas' Ass. I don't know. Shit. At one time, you by yourself. I don't know what the hell that shit called. But it's on the Caught on Tape. You go to Caught on Tape and open up Caught on Tape, and you'll see everything that was caught on video. And it's a recent one, so it could be, you know, like, at the top. But, yeah, homeboy was goddamn, he was handling that ass. The shit is just, I don't know, man. I mean, shit you can motherfucking do.
He just got a lot of skills.
Yeah. Law Change says cowards. You know what I'm saying? It's inhumane to have sex with minors. You know, I don't know what they're talking about. But, of course it is, you know. I mean, they prey on the weak. That's why they call sex predators. You got all types of fucking predators on the fucking planet. You know, that's just the fucking way that shit is. They know that children are fucking, they know that they're weak. They know that they can't defend themselves. They know that shit. Every human being knows it. Like, it goes back to the parents. Parents know that shit. That's why they hit them upside their fucking head or take a belt and beat their ass. I don't like that shit. I don't fucking like it. I don't think that shit is fucking right. As long as you wait till they get, you know, up to age as an adult and then do that shit. Make the shit, make that fight or that ass whipping goddamn equal. I don't think the shit is right.
Ain't too old for that, then.
Huh?
Ain't too old.
Exactly, which shows that parents only do it because they know that the child can't do shit. You know? That's why I look at everything as the same. I look at child predators as the same as parents who beat their fucking children. It's the same shit. I don't like it. I look at all this shit as the fucking same. I don't see no other way to look at this shit when you are fucking with something that is weaker than you, as in humans. Nature, I can't argue with that. But, you know, that's why I say, you know, you got the same parent that be like, I beat my children, but motherfucker, I'll kill a sex predator. I'm sure, because you're biased. You ain't shit, you know? You ain't shit. You ain't fucking shit, and I said it, goddammit. I don't like it. I don't fucking like it. The same way how we don't like when men beat on women, you know, we get pissed off about that, and that shit is wrong. Just all this shit is fucking wrong, you know? I don't like none of that shit. All of that shit is sick, and everybody must go. How about that? Everything must go.
The fight.
Because the shit ain't fair. I mean, it's not, nobody fights equally. You know, when that nigga came in with them guns and shot them two chicks up because she so-called broke up with the nigga, that shit wasn't an equal goddamn battle. That shit ain't fair. Niggas don't play fair no more.
Mm-mm.
You know? You know what I'm saying? And honestly, we never have.
I was going to say, yes, they play fair. I mean, it's just that, you know, they play dirty. And dirty is fair.
Yeah, it's dirty to them. That's why in the world of Caucasians and shit, that's why you can't play with them motherfuckers because they don't play fair.
Mm-mm.
You know, nobody plays fair anymore. That shit is incredible.
That's why people need to rethink what they understand as fair. Because if ain't nobody doing it, what the fuck you look like?
Right. Queen of Fami said, I used to think, did you let the cat out, Warrior? Man, come on, put his ass back in the back. Queen of Fami said, I used to think you should spank children, but now I'm even against that. Yeah, me too. Because that shit, how you going to spank something that's weak? You know, they've only been on this planet for a couple of goddamn years. How the fuck your bitch ass going to put a belt up on some goddamn body that's only been here for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years on the goddamn planet? Are you fucking serious? What sense does that make? You got babies that just got here, and they deserve their ass beat. Are you fucking serious? They don't know shit. They don't know right from wrong. They don't know good from bad. They deserve to get their ass kicked for that. No, that shit don't make sense. I disagree with it. I don't give a damn. I just disagree with it. Something mentally is not fucking right because you ain't even having conscious. You ain't even conscious to say, man, I can't whoop this nigga ass. This nigga just got here on the planet. This nigga don't even, the baby children are designed to know no better. You feel me? They just got here. You know? They just got here. Just got here. How the fuck is that going to happen?
Well, in a sense, doesn't that make the parent weak because the parent is unable to control their anger or control their logic? So in a sense, doesn't that make the parent weak?
Absolutely. And something mentally ain't right. Yeah. That's what I say. Because you would knock an adult upside the head, you know, for the hell of it. Well, you would, but you wouldn't, in a sense. You see what I mean? Like, you wouldn't just, you know, a bitch fucking up at work and shit, and you wouldn't knock that bitch upside her fucking head for doing it. Like, bitch, you stupid. Why the fuck you didn't take the trash out, ho? Boom. You know, like, who the fuck does that? Only parents does that to children. You see, like, this shit don't make sense. I don't like it. I swear to God, I don't like it. I don't like anybody. I don't like it. I don't fucking like it because the shit ain't fair. That's not a fair fight. I look at whippings as not a fair fight. You know, I don't like that shit. But you will snap, and I think parents snap when they decide to whoop their child. I think it's like a so-called okay snap. You can, it's okay to snap with a whipping. Bullshit. Bullshit. H-Tech said, I got my ass kicked by my dad. I'm sure, because your daddy was stronger. That's some foul shit. I got my ass kicked by my daddy, too, twice. And I said, I'd never let that motherfucker kick my ass again, so I started fighting that bitch nigga.
See, I outgrew.
Well, the fucked up with this shit is that my dad, you know what I'm saying, is my father, and I'm an adult and a goddamn mother. So what sense does that fucking make? Why you think you're going to put your hands on me, motherfucker? I let you do it when I was younger. I ain't going to let you do it now. I'm a fucking grown-ass woman, nigga. We're going to fight this day. We're going to fight, motherfucker. See, this shit ain't right. It's just, you know what I'm saying? I'm a grown-ass mother and a mother. I'm a grown-ass woman and a mother of four, and this bitch nigga want to put his hands on me. You done lost your fucking mind, Shouter. I ain't going to let you do it to me this time. I'm not finna sit down and ball up and let you kick my motherfucking ass because you my daddy. Motherfucker, we finna fight. We going to motherfucking fight, Shouter. And we both going to be fucked up when the fight is over. Even though I was fucked up worse. But I stood my ground, goddamn. Mm-hmm. That's just the way that shit goes, you know? That's just the way it goes. I mean, I don't know what it is, man. You know, I just got word that my nephew, you know what I'm saying, punched his sister in her eye and so-called blacked her eye and bust her lip over a goddamn computer because he felt he could. Over a goddamn computer. I don't like none of that shit. Why do people have to resort to violence when you don't have your way, when you can't get your fucking way? Why does it always have to be, it has to end in violence? Why? Answer that. Uh-oh, I heard something.
It resorts to violence because that's how you shut a motherfucker up. The cops know that, the government knows that, bullies know that. It's only the weak that's, you know, don't know that. That's how you shut somebody the fuck up. You see it all the time. I've seen it in my face. A man and a woman sitting at the table. He says something. She says something back. He says half of something. She looks like she's about to say something and just bow right in the mouth. She don't say nothing the fuck else. His result was she shut the fuck up.
Mm.
And she's sitting there wondering, Why do you have to hit me to get me to shut up? And you know what she says to herself? I guess next time I'll just shut the fuck up.
Mm.
That's why abuse works. Because it makes sense.
The show that you got the upper hand, huh?
Exactly. And until the women are ready to show he doesn't have the upper hand, he has the upper hand. Until you can stop me from busting you upside your motherfucking head, I'm going to keep doing it. That's what you teach your children. Well, until you get to the point where I can't just come upside you without you feeling a certain way about it or reacting a certain way, I'm going to keep busting you upside the fucking head.
Let me say something. We're going to change the topic for like probably two to three minutes. We'll see how this shit flows. Lost Chain says these fools are condoning molestation. Okay, and I guess it's based on, it says a 14, 15-year-old, you are a child, your body is still developing. And the question in the chat room was asked, can a woman marry a child that is 14 to 15 years old? And Smash and Bash says yes.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hey, John, how you doing? It's Curtis. I was back off my call, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but you with me, Jolly? Are you seeing what's going on in the chat room?
Yes, but you said the question was, can a woman marry like a 14 or 15-year-old boy?
Right. And I think if I'm not mistaken, Smash and Bash says yes. But Los Chang says these motherfuckers are condoning child molestation.
Yeah, he is. That sounds exactly what that is.
Let me explain. See, the thing about it is, before we do the what it appears to be, what it looked like, we have to go way back. And way back, we'll go to religion. When you are a religious motherfucker, you believe that everything in that book applies to what the fuck your lifestyle should be right now. Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So in the Islamic culture, Catholic and all that other shit, Jewish, whatever the fuck you want to call that shit, in these religions, that it's okay to marry children. All right? So that's coming from a religious person who believes that a book of 1,400 years ago has its place in the millennium of right now.
Even though in the book it doesn't say that.
But it's based on religion. It's based on your indoctrination, your imam, the culture of the Arabs culture, Islamic culture. That shit is okay. In Islamic culture, that shit is okay. There was a woman, an Islamic woman, 18 years old, that set herself on fire. She'd been married since she was 14. She couldn't take it no more from her old-ass Muslim husband. And rather than fucking stay there and get her ass beat and be fucking disrespected and degraded and all that shit, she decided to fucking set herself on fire.
That's horrible.
And there were many women doing in them Arab countries right now that are all in what is considered the burn victim units because they all keep trying to kill themselves to
why
get out of this
shit.
Why not
set him on fire? Why not set him on fire? Why set yourself on fire?
They don't, to get out of some shit, like most motherfuckers feel like I'd rather die than to spend another day in this shit. Do you understand how this shit works?
I'd rather kill you.
This is just the way it works. I'd rather die than to spend another day in this shit. And may Allah forgive me.
Mm-mm. I don't forgive me. No.
But that's just the way. That's the mindset. And that was with me, too. That was in my five-year relationship. I said I'd rather die than to spend another day in this motherfucker. That's just the way it feels. That's just, when you've been, fucked up. With the mother, when you just against your will, you like, nigga, you might as well fucking kill me, or I'm going to kill myself. I want out. The only way that you know the bitch can't walk out, and there's laws against killing a Muslim man. Like, women don't have no rights in those type of countries. The point I'm making is this, is that coming from a religious motherfucker who believes whether it existed 18 million years ago where children were being married in, let's say, African culture, Islamic religion, or whatever, they still think that they don't see molestation when they say, yes, it's okay. Mm-hmm. They don't see that. And they use that type of shit as an excuse to make it appear to be that they're not have a molester mentality, but they have what is called a religious mentality.
Mm-mm, they're not righteous. That's not righteous.
Exactly. Now, it wouldn't be righteous because you don't have that mentality.
No, it's not righteous, period, because it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever for anyone to believe that a prophet of God that they
okay, let's take God and religion out then, because I'm gonna say this real quick. My grandmother was married at 15. To my grandfather.
And how old was your grandfather?
I don't know the age difference, but he was older because my grandfather was with her father. He, kind of like that goddamn Color Purple shit. You see this shit?
What?
And in Color Purple, there was really, nobody was religious in that motherfucker, even though there was a church that, homegirl daddy ran as pastor, but nobody in that bitch was religious, and that shit was going on. The truth of the matter is that shit has always existed without religion. Fireliner says that used to be the norm, Don. Exactly. Was it religion? No. It just used to be the norm. Right now, because the way it looks, I think there's a difference between pedophilia and marrying someone. I think there's a difference. You see what I'm saying?
No.
I'm saying that I think there's a difference between the two. You know, child molesters are raping children.
So if you get the child's permission, then it doesn't count as child molestation?
No, it's just the fact, if it used to be the norm, and my grandfather was kicking it with my great-grandfather on my grandmother's side, as in two adults, he took my grandmother in as his wife at 15.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in the South. This ain't in Africa.
No, yes, of course.
You know what I'm saying? It's right here next door to where you at, Columbus, Georgia. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, and Color Purple existed 10 minutes from where I'm at in Edenton, Georgia, where that shit was going on.
Mm-hmm. And well,
however, you know, we know to us because we've been, because, you know, we're born in a whole different motherfucking century. To mm-hmm. us, that shit is sick than a motherfucker. And at the end of the day, I will motherfucking slice a nigga throat even to come to me asking if he can take my 15-year-old daughter. I will kill that motherfucker.
But we saw in The Color Purple how it didn't work out for her. Like, we saw in The Color Purple when he went to go marry a young girl and how her life was. It sucked. It sucked. Her life sucked. So we
right.
use The Color Purple as an example for the girl that got married off. She wasn't in love with no goddamn body. She didn't love her married-ass life as a fucking child being someone's mama. What the fuck? She
right.
wasn't happy about that. That's what I'm saying. So what's the difference? Like, so he married her. And, you know, she's raising his babies and making his meals. That's just
right.
long-term abuse. That's just
right.
long-term abuse.
How is that long-term abuse when women are, you know, so-called supposed to make his meals and goddamn lay in the bed and get fucked by their husbands? What's the difference?
Because...
And what's the difference? That, well, let's do it this way. What's the difference? And I have to be... I'm more on reality in my world because I live...
Yeah.
Every movie that came out that was sick to me, that was my fucking real life. So what's the difference than the Color Purple chick taking all that fucking abuse than
because,
my mother who took the same abuse and she's an adult?
The difference is this. The difference
there is no
is,
difference. Abuse
no, there's
is abuse.
A major difference. There's a difference in, first of all, the girl's agreement or acceptance or desire for that, first of all. If that's not what... When he came and asked them to marry her, these niggas were out back jumping rope or playing hopscotch, some dumb shit. She wasn't ready to be married. She wasn't trying to be fucking married. That's
so was my grandmother.
But see,
she was jumping rope too, playing hopscotch. So was my grandmother.
That's the difference. The difference is there is no difference between a pedophile coming up to the playground and stopping a fucking 9-year-old from their day-to-day routine to sliding and swinging and fuck them than it is for a man to come along when you sliding and swinging and fuck you. And it fuck you every day. And it make you cook his fucking meals. And it make you raise his fucking children. It's
okay, now, okay, you went from the playground to being the wife.
That's
help me out. Slow down.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they made her do. She went from the playground to the wife.
No, 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 no. That's not how that shit went. The dude went to the father and asked for the girl. That's the difference between sick-ass pedophiles. Because a pedophile is not going to go to the parent and say, I want to fuck your daughter. They're not going to do that. Pedophiles do it regardless. We're talking about arranged situations. This is totally fucking different from fucking pedophiles and child rapists. I call them child rapists. It's a little bit fucking different. The question was asked in the chat room. The question was asked in the chat room, can a woman marry a fit? Marry. Not rape or fuck. You feel me what I'm saying? Not, you know, your 15-year-old son is on his goddamn bike and some old fucking woman snatches his ass up in the woods and make him, and whatever the fuck women goddamn do as pedophiles. I don't fucking know. That's a little bit different. I'm saying the difference between a pedophile and a man that is interested in your child or the parent and say, I want to marry your daughter or your son. That's
my
different from pedophilia.
Yes.
That's
no,
totally fucking
no,
different.
Nah,
pedophilia,
now,
I'm mm-hmm. telling you, we're talking about arranged marriages. I'm sorry. I apologize if y'all don't get me, but we're talking about arranged marriages versus your child outside playing in the yard and some sick motherfucker pulls up and snatch your child and now your child is somewhere fucked up. We're talking about, that's a little bit goddamn different. We're not talking about some sick-ass fucking shit where children are harmed and there is no protector around them. That's pedophilia. We're talking about the fact that a man comes up to the family and wants to marry the child. That has always took place. Or what we would consider children. Let me put this on record. I know it is all fucking sick. I don't play that shit. I'm putting it on record. Don't think that Don Nicole Young is advocating this, but this has existed in my family, so I know what the fuck arranged marriages means. And child molestation and rape has been existed in my family, too, so I know what the fuck that shit means, and there's a difference. The difference is my mother is left at home as a child. My grandmother and my grandfather leaves, and the nigga who frequently visits the fucking house knocks on the door knowing that my mother and my grandmother and my grandfather left, and the nigga knocks on the door, busts in, and rapes my mother. That's a fucking difference than arranged marriages. That's different. It's different when you leave your baby with the boyfriend and it's not an arranged fucking marriage and the nigga is fucking a 1 month old. That's different than arranged marriages. Do you understand? That's different. That's straight bestiality. That's sick is what that shit is. Y'all are mixing the two.
Y'all,
so she thinks that the boyfriend is going to care for his own baby, and he fucks it. That's different.
That's different.
That's when motherfuckers need to be goddamn dicks and everything. Their whole family need to be wiped off the fucking planet. That's different.
Yeah, it is different, but that doesn't mean that it's not wrong.
Which one is wrong?
Both.
Both is wrong? Are you serious?
Yes. The fact
it's
that my
wrong.
Father co-signed...
It's only wrong because... let me explain this. It's only wrong to those that looking at everything as if it's all wrong, and that's not the case. That's not the fucking case. My grandmother and my grandfather stayed married until the day they both died and had 7 children from it. The only thing that was different is that they couldn't protect my mother from pedophiles and child molesters.
Well, I want to say something, but I don't want to offend you. But if your grandfather married his wife as a child, then
y'all looking at a child. Let me explain the way nature works real quick. And maybe this will help. I'm not advocating none of this shit, but I have to explain it. It's your child. Your child will forever be a baby for the rest of his goddamn life, according to the way society has already implanted shit in our minds. You understand? I think differently. The laws of nature works like this. When your son or your daughter starts to be able to reproduce, whether they're at the age of 15 or 13, if they have a cycle, that makes them able to reproduce. That makes them at that age of reproduction. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so is it you that deems, do you control the switch of when your child can reproduce? Because
no.
We are taught that only adults can. How
no.
is it that if nature if nature controls when a woman gets her cycle and when a boy or a man gets his nuts and his sperm and his semen and all of that shit activated, that's when it's time. I'm sorry. That's
exactly.
just the way it goes.
Exactly.
Now, if we had the detonator, if we were control of nature, the way that I mean, in other words, who wants to wake up one day and your son got goddamn semen in their dick and the nigga 10, the nigga 13? Or who wants to wake up one day as a parent and your daughter got blood in her motherfucking panties and the girl is 10 or 9 years old? Who wants that shit? Nature is deciding on who is able to reproduce.
Exactly.
All right. So is that still a child or is that someone that is actually able to reproduce at that time, one or the other? Because who gave us a definition of a child? If we stick to nature, then we know that nature says, girl, you are ready. Let me teach you now woman things at 10 years old. You don't goddamn give your 10-year-old daughter a fucking pad and then a baby doll. You got to teach her now how to become a fucking woman. Do you understand how this shit works? And then you don't say, that's my baby. You don't, that's my child. You know, this is your loins that has to now be trained properly in order to behave in a society that looks at them as a child, but you look at them as a young lady growing up into a woman, and your job is to teach her at that point on how to fucking be a woman, not to how to play with baby dolls. I'm sorry, it's not gonna motherfucking work. It never fucking have. This girl has the ability to reproduce just like you as a mother now, and your obligation as a mother is to teach this woman, this young girl now, how to become a woman. And the same thing for a 10-year-old, 9, 12, 13-year-old boy who gets semen in his ass based on the fact that nature says it's time for him to have it. So as a mother or a father, his job is, or their job, is to teach this nigga how to be a man now, and don't give this nigga no G.I. Joe toy.
Okay. Can I say this? Can I frame it like this, please? You're saying that when a girl, okay, gets her menstrual cycle, that she's able to reproduce. All right, we agree with that. But being able to reproduce and being ready for marriage have nothing to do with each other, one. Secondly, if you're saying when a girl is able to reproduce that she is ready for marriage, let's take nowadays or even back then at 11-year-old that, let's say, has her cycle, but she doesn't have any pubic hair yet, okay? And she has little teeny titties, okay? Now, what man, what righteous man, knowing that that girl still has her cycle, but she's got barely any pubic hair and little teeny titties, what man would want to fuck that? What righteous man would want to fuck that every day over and over and watch a little girl become a woman? What
okay, so let me stop. Let me. Okay, can I interject?
That's
okay, you're absolutely. I mean, listen. I'm just saying. Let me put it on. Let me put it on record for the unseen time. That would not happen in my fucking house. Let me put that on record, all right? Because I already arranged my daughter's marriage, goddammit. Let me put that on record, all right? I already arranged that shit. But let me say this, that, yes, it is kind of fucking sickening to look upon what we would consider a child, be it with a cycle, 16, or 13 to 16, or 17 to 18, yes, I totally fucking agree. But I'm saying that there is a difference between, one, a man that comes to the family and say, if the family has already been grown up and bought into that same type of mentality that the 32 or the grown man sees the daughter, if that family is already bought into that family, then that means that that nigga knew to come to that family. Here's the difference. You got 16, 17-year-old boys that don't even come to the mother or the father and say, I want to date your daughter.
That doesn't make anything. No.
What I'm saying is, you got one person that overstands that you come to the parent or the family, and you got another goddamn type that doesn't. That's the difference.
So would you?
He ain't fucking her. He ain't fucking her until the parents say, yes, you can marry my daughter. You're talking about marriage. You're mixing. My thing is this. Y'all are mixing marriages up with niggas that fuck your kids behind your back.
But why do the parents get to decide?
Or behind your face.
Because before we said nature decided when her body was ready, you know, to reproduce. Why do the parents get a say in who she gets to reproduce with and when she starts reproducing? Shouldn't the girl decide? Did your grandmother come to your
oh, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, should the children decide, or your daughter or your son or whatever? Interesting enough, and it's not off the topic, but it means a lot, because in one case we feel like children don't have a decision and shit, and in another case we talk about should children have a decision in something. And I was listening to the radio station today, and they was talking about how children are based on, like, the Miley Cyrus thing, that she never, you know, because the dad is so-called out, you know, put her in the limelight, now she's a little fucking whore. So the conversation or the topic of discussion was basically, do we consider what our children wants out of life? You understand? Do we take that in consideration? So a woman called, and this is something totally different, but it's the same based on your question, shouldn't a child decide? You with me, Jolie?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so shouldn't a child make that decision? Here's the key. Here's the point. So the mother calls in, right, and just talked about something as so minute or simple or important in saying that her son wanted to be in band. And he wanted to play something else, but the band teacher gave all the children tests on the instruments, and he so happened to pass the test of being a clarinetist, to play the clarinet. Okay, the little boy didn't want to play the fucking clarinet. All right, now the mother bought the clarinet at $2,000 motherfucking dollars. Here's the conversation in the fucking station. As a matter of fact, so they all looked at her, Wanda, and that bitch who ain't got no kids, looked at her as a mother who didn't give her child the right to fucking decide. She says that her son wants out of the band. He's sick and tired of it. She says, no, now that you in it, you got to keep going. Their whole argument, Wanda and that other bitch, Elle, argument was, but you didn't even give him a chance to make a decision. You know, you forced him in a situation where, you know, where he didn't want to be. Right?
Yeah.
So you got, again, you got some. So, it, again, the shit don't fly. If it's all right, then it's all right. If it's all wrong, it's all wrong. So here's the thing. Do your child have a choice in the matter to actually, would you give your, like the princess boy. The princess boy wants to dress in girl's clothes. All right? So do you give your child that choice to go ahead and do that?
Yes.
Okay, good. So your boy child wants to dress in girl's clothes, and that's because he's now running his life, right? That four-year-old is making decisions now. Thus, the parents follow suit and give that motherfucker some tutus and some goddamn big ribbon.
No, that's different.
No. We're dealing with, can the child make his own decisions? Does the child have a say in anything?
What I'm saying
is, does the child have a say in anything? Was the last statement you said?
Okay. What I'm saying is different. Is the child can decide that if I had a son and at four that he wanted to wear a dress, then he can make that decision. Now, as the parent, I can also decide.
Oh, shit, girl. Wait, hold on. Oh, shit. We got 4 minutes before the leadership take off. I apologize, Jolie, to cut you off. We got 4 minutes to, the leadership is about to take off. You got 4 minutes. You got to board the, your boarding pass is 347-884-9239. That is the boarding pass. You got 3 minutes to call in to listen to the next hour of the show. You won't be able to listen to the next hour of the show unless you either Skype in or call in, and that's about, you got 3 minutes remaining. All right, go ahead, Jolene. I just want everybody to know that all ones, your mic is open. 610, your mic is open, and 313, your mic is open. And right now we'll just give Jolly a chance to finish up. Go ahead.
I was saying if I had a four-year-old that wanted to wear a dress, then, you know, he has the right to want to wear a dress, and, you know, he can want what he wants. And as myself, as a person of myself, then I also have the right not to want to buy him a dress to put on. So until he's capable of making his wants his own reality, you know, I applaud you for your wants. But the same thing with the clarinet. I don't even understand how it got to the point where she purchased a clarinet before she had a conversation with her child. What instrument do you want to play in the band? Like, why
right.
would we even got
let me,
to the
let me
point
put this on record, though, but check what she said. Check what she said. She said, when I was growing up, we was able to choose what we wanted to play. Now, in some cases, the band teacher does a test on what instrument suits you. Okay.
Didn't
and thus, he was given a clarinet based on
the
test.
You would have told her, since I don't want to play the clarinet, I don't want to be in the band. She didn't have to.
Okay, so let me say this, but he wanted to be in the band. And let me say this, okay, because mind you, while we listen to this shit, my 15-year-old daughter, soon to be 15, is in the car saying, that's right, we should be able to make decisions on
exactly.
what we fucking want. Right? Right?
Yeah.
You understand? Okay, fine.
The parent could have gone
right.
up to the school.
Let me put this on record, though.
No.
See, I overstood the parent because my daughter wanted to play something else like the clarinet, and I told the bitch, you're going to play the fucking saxophone. I'm going to tell you off the fucking rip. You ain't playing no bitch-ass fucking instrument. I said, ain't nothing sexy about a bitch with a motherfucking clarinet, but that shit look good for a bitch to play that fucking saxophone. I said, you're going to master the fucking sax, the alto sax. That's what you're going to fucking master. Even to this day, she can't stand it, but I don't give a fuck. You my child. What I say goes. She agreed mm-hmm. with the little boy because this is her mindset listening to the little boy. He finally got on the phone. The little boy got on the radio and says, I wanted to play baritone, but I got to play the fucking clarinet. And the mother said, yeah, you got to play that shit, nigga, because this is the way it was designed for you. You was better at the clarinet than that. Now, my daughter wasn't better. Now, there was no test that my daughter took. I gave her what the fuck you gonna play. There is no choice in this shit. You mind. What I say goes. You
now,
wanna
how
be a band? Then you play the
is.
Fucking sax. Now, my daughter, my oldest daughter, on the other hand, the same shit. The same shit happened to her. You know, I want to play this. I said, you ain't playing that. You playing the fucking trumpet. You ain't playing no bitch-ass shit. You playing the fucking trumpet. And she mastered that. And she had to have no issue the way that my 15-year-old has the issue of playing the fucking sax. She's pissed off. Still 4 years going now. She still can't stand the fucking sax. I don't give a fuck. You going to play that, motherfucker. You going to play that shit.
How is that form of bullying better than being
the difference is because one is, like you said, either a child can make decisions based on what we talk about with the arranged marriages, and a child can also make decisions in the case of little tutti-frutti-ass princess boy who wants to dress like a child or a girl, and the mother says, sure, why not? Because you're able to make decisions at 4 years old. That's what the fuck you want. Then sure, let's go shopping for tutus.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, no, it's no difference.
That.
So if
yeah,
a child, based on, wait, if
but
a child can
that.
Have a say, listen, if a child can have a say, and regardless of what it is, then so shall it be. If
no,
that's the way it goes, then we should not be pissed off at the princess boy. Because
but
the mother
minute,
said, nigga, you have
I
a
said.
Say. We, you know what I'm saying? How can we be one-sided when it comes to the clarinet, nigga, when it says, well, he should have been able to play what he wanted to play. But y'all are fucking crossing over to the other side saying that's fucked up for her to let that, because just because the little boy want to dress like girl, she going to let him do it. Which
no,
one
wait
is
a minute.
It?
Wait,
it exists.
Right.
Which one
that's
is it? Does y'all see where I'm going?
That's
do y'all
right.
see where I'm going?
No,
that's right.
Because that's not what I said. What I said is the little boy has a right to want to wear a dress. Now, with the princess boy, he didn't want to be on Good Morning America and be the fucking poster boy for little foodie four-year-olds. He didn't want his mother to write a book on his behalf to plead his case to the whole fucking world.
Okay, and the little boy didn't want his mama to call in and talk about his fucking clarinet on the goddamn show either. So what the fuck the difference?
The difference
can
is...
Can I say something?
There is no difference. Let me put... Let me let everybody know their mic is open.
You can't
can
hear
I say something?
What I'm saying.
Yes, yes. Give me 1 minute. Let me go down the line. All ones, your mic was open first. Then I'll give it to 610-313-414 and 323. We'll just go down the line. All ones first. I'll be quiet and let them say their piece. Jolly, we'll just be quiet for a minute. Go ahead, all ones. Anybody want their mic open real quick? Push one real quick. If you want your mic open, if you want to make a comment to this, push one real quick. 757, your mic is open. 410, your mic is open. Wait. I hope my switchboard don't shut down. Okay, yeah, 410-757, your mic is open. Anybody want to end on this? Push one now. I need to let y'all know y'all need to respect my goddamn show. So if you got a loud-ass background, mute yourself until it's time for you to goddamn say something. Damn, Jolly, how many numbers you on? 404-547. Your mic is open as well. Oh, fuck. Your mic is open. All right, let's go with all ones first. Go ahead, all ones.
It's me. I'm just listening.
Okay, 610, come on in.
Peace, Don. This is Bashir. Basically, I think you summed everything up. And, you know, although you're not advocating, you know, for these young adults, ages 13, 14, 15, 16, whatever. So people really got to understand what nature is and understand history and really understand arranged marriages, because there's different types of what is called arranged marriages. And it's the sickness that we have is that no one complains, you know, a lot. And when I say no one, of course, that's in general. It's not a little. But nobody is talking about all of these teen pregnancies that's going on. Willingly, these teens are making the conscious decision to be with another person, and they end up being pregnant, and grandma or grandpa or whoever it may be there end up aiding to take care of that child.
That's the one of them being grandparents. Let me put that on record. But go ahead.
I mean, that.
Remember the saying, it takes a village to raise a child, so that's the point of having grandparents.
I agree.
Because, hell, I'm a grown-ass woman, and I still drop my children off at my grandma, at my mama house. So what's the difference?
No, that's not the context.
That is the context. It don't matter. See, it's either is or it doesn't happen. Does adult women who get pregnant, grown-ass women who get pregnant, and their mother is demanding that you let me take care of that baby? Do you, okay. I mean, what grown-ass woman never took their babies to their mama house?
Let me finish what I'm
so
saying.
So there is no difference with that. I'm sorry. That's not bad. I just want to put that on record. That's not bad. That's the point of them becoming grandmothers and grandfathers.
I didn't say that was bad. I didn't say that was bad. You didn't let me finish.
Okay, I apologize. I just, you know, because it's either is or it isn't. So
yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah, No, it depends on the situation.
What the situation is. It don't matter if the girl in college and get fucking pregnant and the grandmother watches while the child goes to college. There's no difference from a teenage mom in high school gets pregnant and the mom and the grandmama watch the baby while the girl finished high school. It's no damn difference.
Can I finish?
Well, it's no difference than a grown-ass woman that's knocking at 38, gets pregnant, and drops the baby off at her mama house so that girl can go to work and clock in. It's no difference than dropping that baby off and a bunch of goddamn strangers call a daycare so she can go to work or she can go to school. It's no fucking difference.
Hello.
Okay, can I finish before, you know, you bash and smash me? The point that I was going to say is that, you know, the family structure consists of course, the immediate family, grandmamas, and so on and so forth. But in a situation where the young lady, for instance, I'm just using this for instance, when a young lady is just producing children and dropping those kids, and the father is taking no responsibility with that child's life, that is definitely a problem. Now, grandparents definitely should always be there. Aunties, uncles, cousins, everybody, the village, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
But the point that we are missing is that when...
I don't know about uncles and cousins, but, yeah, mama and granddad is, yeah.
I mean, that's village.
I would never drop mine off at my uncle's or my cousin's house. I'd kill their fucking ass.
Okay.
But go ahead.
but I'm about to stop here. But nevertheless, the last thing I just want to mention in conclusion is, you know, in that situation that we see going on, and a lot of these young teens producing child after child after child, you know, I've personally seen this myself in many different situations, and this is a real issue. So we have to teach the children when they are children. That means when before they get the urge of, you know, going into one another, we have to teach them how to be responsible and how to be mothers and fathers. And, you know, this whole child thing is taken out of proportion because we've been taught that in the last few years, the last 20, 30 years, this is a new philosophy. Because back in the 40s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and so on and so forth, it was the natural way to, you know, make sure that if my daughter was out there and she got pregnant, they had what they called the shotgun wedding. Because, boy, you ain't going to sleep with my daughter and not take care of this baby. So, you know, not saying it's not.
Okay, and that was arranged in my life as well between my mother and the father's mother. That shit was still arranged, and that was just goddamn 18 years ago. That wasn't 40.
They were the same age.
And I wasn't with that. I didn't want to marry the nigga. He didn't want to marry me, and we were both, I was 15 and he was 16. So what the fuck is different?
But I agree what you said about the
girls choose to start fucking,
I'm going to go down the line, but we still have to address, you know, I mean, shit, I'm sorry, Queen, I'm apologizing. Queen, ready, boy. Queen, like, God damn it, I'm going to start doing my shows at the same time. That's how I feel sometimes when I'm on the nigga show, like, God damn, nigga, where you going to goddamn get to be, motherfucker? Shit. I said, summer cast my shit right now. Okay. All right, real quick. 313, come on in. I get what you're saying, Bash, and then in a minute it'll be a free-for-all, but let me go down the list real quick.
Yep.
313, come on.
Hey, Don, this is Guru. How you doing?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I got a good point to make. But if Queen Afami is
man, you are always a real. I mean, you are such a god in the flesh. I swear to God, this is your second time doing it, and I caught that shit. I caught that. So let's. Okay, I already know what you about. I know what you're thinking. So let's bring in Queen Afami, and then next, and then 323. All right, I already know because you're a real nigga in attendance. You have something about real niggas. God damn, I love real niggas. Come on, Queen.
Okay, you know, as I was listening to this conversation, I couldn't help. You know, it's just so sad because what we hear is like, you know, like young girls, and this is the tradition, young girls being sold into marriage. They don't want to do that. They don't have any say in that. But you know what you don't hear? You don't hear about young boys being sold into marriage. And you got these old-ass motherfuckers who go get their daddies a cow, some rice, some corn, or some shit like that for their little young, fresh daughter and take her home and do whatever he wants to because now he's her husband. You know, I just, to me, you know, to me, that just totally takes away her womanhood, her ability to control who she is and what she is and have a say and who she wants and what she wants. All this shit is pre-fucking determined. And that just pisses me off to no damn end that women are done like that even today. It makes me think that some of us don't have a say in who and what we want in our lives and somebody's sitting around making decisions and determining what's going to happen to us, for us. It just hurts me so bad that we are not protected. It just hurts me so bad to listen to people co-sadding and shit because it's inhumane in my my opinion. I believe this, and I'm going to stop talking after this. When a girl makes the decision that she's ready, that's when it should happen. That's when it should happen. That's the only time it should happen, is when she's ready. When she says, I'm ready. Not when somebody else says you're ready. Not when somebody else says, when she says it's ready. It's her damn body. She should make the decision. If she don't want to do it till she's 57 or 58 or 108, that's her business. But nobody should be making those decisions for her reproductive capabilities before she's able to do it. I agree she should be taught about it. It should be something that's learned in the home. Her mother should teach her, or other women in her family should teach her. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, she should make a decision as to when she wants to reproduce and who she wants to reproduce with. That, I mean, I tell my heart is hurting so bad right now. My heart is hurting so bad right now, you know, because I'm listening to these comments, and I was reading these comments, and I'm like, you know, Lord have mercy, what type of society and culture are we in? Are we talk about culture? What type of people are we to take away this? We talk about women's rights. We constantly advocate taking them away from them. You know, it's unbelievable to me. You know what I'm saying? Just because it did happen, don't make that fucking shit right. That's what I'm saying. That don't make it right. When she ain't got to say that shit, goddamn it, that don't make it right for me. That makes it wrong. That makes it all the way wrong for me. You know, and it just hurts me. So that's why I wanted to get in, because I'm just so filled up. You know what I'm saying? Because this is something that's advocated in other places, other countries, other cultures, where the young girl, I mean, they giving away their daughters at birth, promising them off to people and shit. You know, here's a young woman who ain't able to make her own decision as far as her reproduction is. That irritates me. That irritates me to no end. Because it's your body. You are supposed to be able to have a last say on when you're able to reproduce and when you're not able to reproduce. Ain't nobody supposed to be selling you to nobody, giving you away to nobody, promising you off to nobody. Ain't nobody supposed to do that. You know,
okay,
that's,
so
that's
we
not
live.
Humane.
I'm with you. I understand. Now, because that's great, because we're talking about what is considered marriages. Then what was
right,
then
what
is
saying.
Considered than a sick ass man trying to
it's
fuck your daughter?
Thing.
It's the same thing.
It's
okay,
the same
good.
Thing.
Okay, so let's
it's
go back to this. And if it's all the same, and that girl should have the decision on who she want to fuck at the end of the goddamn day, then
exactly.
When do we as parents step in on that? Because I mean, I can fight my whole fucking, I can fight all the fucking dogs off my daughter, and it still ain't gonna get no damn where if she want to fuck them.
But if we are teaching our daughters and sons, we forget about this sometimes. If we are teaching our daughters and sons about what it is to be a man and what it is to be a woman, to be responsible for what you do in your life, it is our responsibility to teach them. Now, whatever decisions they make is going to be on them. But what I will never advocate is literally promising my daughter off to somebody simply because I may have some preclusion that she's going to go and make some bad decisions. It's
okay.
My job to teach her the right way. She's
okay, and the right way would be what again? Help us out.
The right way is to teach your daughter what it is to be a woman. What it is to make decisions. What happens when you have sex with someone? Because in arranged marriages, I'm gonna say something else about arranged marriages. As well.
What happens?
I don't. Wait a minute. Let me say this. I don't.
Hey,
have
God, can I ask a question?
I don't
wait,
have a problem.
Yeah, give me a minute because I got to get everybody down the line though.
Okay. I don't have a problem with arranged marriages that are age appropriate. This is where I have the problem. What I have the problem is with an old man being promised a young girl. That to me, you know, is similar to the pedophile on the other side of the fence. To me, he just has your parents' permission. Period. That's it. But age-appropriate marriage arrangements, I agree. As you teach the son and you teach the daughter, you know about their positions and their responsibilities. And like, I have no problem with arranged marriages. But what I do have is promising your baby off to an old ass man. I have a problem.
Okay, and how old would your baby be that you have?
My baby ain't gonna be.
What's the age? Help us out so that everybody can understand that there is an age.
My baby ain't gonna be. Well, you know, I would say, let's say if you was in a situation, and your friend had a son and you had a daughter, right? And so y'all decided that, hey, how about if we, marry our son and our daughter off now? In the meantime, in the meantime, you're talking to your daughter about this arranged marriage with little Bobby and Bobby's mama and daddy. You're talking to him about it. At some point, they're going to have to make a decision as to whether they want to do that or not. I wouldn't want to force that on them. I wouldn't force it on them. But
okay.
We would say that that's something we had thought about.
Okay,
but
you still didn't give me the age. What would be the age of my son and my friend's daughter?
Getting
or my
married,
daughter
actually,
and my son, my friend's son. What's the age?
You mean actually getting married?
Yeah, what would be the age of this particular range of marriage? What's the name say? Jolly say 24.
You mean to actually get married, right?
The so-called arranged. Okay, you're the one with the son, and I'm the one with the daughter. So how old is your son, and how old is my daughter?
They're born.
Me
and you decide together that we're gonna arrange for our children to get married. We're gonna plan.
Right. So hypothetically speaking, how old are our children?
They're born.
Born? At birth?
Wait a minute, y'all not understanding what I'm saying.
My age.
At birth?
Yeah. Wait. Listen, Jolly. You won't listen. Listen. What I'm saying is when your children are born, you two, the two parents, make the decision that we want to plant the seeds in our children to marry one another, okay? So as they're growing up, you're discussing. You're having this conversation with the children, with yourselves, and so forth and so on. But I still think that ultimately the children should have the freedom to say, well, I really don't like Johnny. I really don't want to be his wife. You know what I'm saying? And be able to make that decision. I won't no motherfucker pledge to nobody to accept
the. So then what's the point of us instilling all that shit in them and they're going to change their mind anyway?
What's
the point of instilling all that in them and they're going to change their mind? They ain't going to want it anyway. That's a waste of my goddamn time. Or I say, you're going
to
marry motherfucking Johnny because I said so and we've been planning this day since the day you were motherfucking born. And you're going to do the fuck I say.
It's not a waste of your time. It's not a waste of your time because what you're doing is preparing her to be a wife or preparing him to be a husband regardless of who they choose.
Okay, then we shouldn't be preparing our children at birth to be wedded to no motherfucking body.
Exactly, but we're talking about in an arrangement. That's what we're talking about right now. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about just arbitrarily.
Well,
we're
I'm into arranging. I'm old school.
Yes,
I ain't going to lie.
Yes.
I'm into arranging because one thing I fucking know at the end of the day is that I, as a child, my damn self, I fucked up because I didn't have any arrangement set for my goddamn life.
That's right.
No arrangement set that my mother or my father set for me, so thus I was behaving what is called promiscuous.
That's right. Go ahead.
So that means a lot when things are arranged and it's been instilled since birth. It means a lot because that child will grow up in the way that it's supposed to be rather than veering off the path and getting back on, getting the bumps and bruises, getting venereal diseases, or whatever the fuck it goes through because
that's
it wants
right.
to live its own motherfucking life and it's not walking a straight line that the parents have already set forth for that child.
That's
it's a little
right.
bit different.
That's
saying,
right.
I can't regret my goddamn life, but because,
go
let me say this, because it's a little bit different, let me say this, I can't regret what the fuck I've done to myself, and sometimes it hurts because I get pissed off at my mother and father because they didn't instill this shit in me, and by the time they tried to, I was already pregnant without them even saying, today is the day, baby, you're going to conceive. You're ovulating now. Go ahead and get with the one we've arranged. So that
That's
shit
right.
didn't fucking happen. I just came home one day throwing up and fucking pregnant, and all of a sudden now they want to step in and arrange a fucking marriage. It doesn't
That's
work
right.
that way.
That's right.
So in other words, and let me tell you what has happened, because sometimes when we talk about the good old days, we discuss for real that the man or the boy, whatever the fuck you want to call it, even if he's a teenager, would knock on that goddamn that girl's home door, sit with the family, and they discuss relationships.
Right.
It's called, you know, there was a time where all the parents got together and say, your son is interested in my daughter. Can we all sit down and figure this thing out? Now, there was a time when that shit happened. Now there's a time where you don't know who the fuck your daughter is fucking and who the fuck your son is fucking, because everybody is fucking in front of your face and not behind your back. You know, which is in front of your face. Everybody is doing what the fuck they want to do because nobody has set a cultural straight line in their fucking families. We totally lost that shit. We totally fucking lost it. Okay, nobody does that. You just know that your daughter got a boyfriend and you ain't met the fucking parents yet, and you ain't even meet the boy yet. She just come home and tell you about the motherfucker, but there was a time when that boy would come and sit with the father and say, I want to court your daughter, and we talking about teenagers.
That's right.
We're talking about an adult man that wants the same thing. It's no fucking different. It's the line of respect. So in our family, in my family now, I have to go back to the old ways, because back in the days, it was the best days where, nigga, I want to know who the fuck this nigga is. Bring his mama and daddy over, and you know what I told my daughter? Here's her decision now. I said, I don't like his fucking parents. He's a result of his fucking parents. I don't like them. I don't like the fucking way they look. They look disgusting. I don't want you fucking with them.
That's right.
Her decision is this. Her decision is this. Let me play it out for you, because this is me intervening as a mother, because I had to force that, because my daughter knew his mother and his father before I even knew they existed. Do you understand what happened?
Okay.
So I'm intervening now. I finally see these motherfuckers, and I said, Tierra, this ain't it. This ain't it. But you know what Tierra said? Because she's given the ability to make her own fucking choices, I love him. Okay, fine. Enjoy your life, bitch.
Right.
Enjoy your fucking life.
What the fuck else can you say? What the fuck else can you say?
You know what I'm saying? Enjoy your life, because I can't stop it. I can't fucking stop it. I didn't stop it when I didn't know.
what I'm saying
is this, that, you know, when we're talking about setting principles and guidelines or rules or just a new culture for just our household, I don't want to impress the whole fucking world with how I run my fucking life, and I'm not going to sell a book on this is where your shit should be. I'm not going to do it. I'm only concerned about how this shit should be for real. And the way it should be is that, to me, honestly, there shouldn't be teenage pregnancy unless it is arranged. It shouldn't be marriages unless it is arranged. That's my shit. That's my shit.
You know what? You know, I don't have no problem with that. See, the whole thing that made my emotions shoot to the ceiling was the idea of a young, pubescent girl being promised to an old-ass fucking man. That's where my temperature went up. If we're talking about arranging marriages between age-appropriate children, I don't have a problem with that. But when you're talking about giving your young daughter away to some old-ass man,
you're okay with arranged marriages when
the ages are
the same, but not when they are miles apart.
Thank you.
Come on in, guru. And my switchboard went down, so I don't know who's next after that, so somebody just jump in after Guru. But Smash and Bash and Jolly and Queen, just give everybody else a minute to just jump in, because I can't see nothing now. But go ahead, 313, that's the only one I know that was there.
Okay. One of the things that, and I'm not, there are certain things I don't condone to for my family, but there's one thing that is being talked about, but it needs to be kind of nailed on the head, and that is the cultural differences. Right and wrong, there are some universal rights and wrongs, but there are a lot of relative right and wrongs, where what's right for your culture isn't right for the other culture, and they've been doing it for thousands of years. So
they don't make it right.
See that? Then that's a relative right, because you have been taught a certain. That's okay.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I understand the emotional.
It's okay.
Pussy is a cut pussy. I can feel it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We came up totally different here in America than people in India and Arabia.
I'm sorry, baby.
I have a lot of I have a lot of Indian friends and have had arranged marriages at young ages. For every bad story you give me, I could give you a good story. You see, where the women, they're old enough and they talk about it and they love their marriage. And then there's women who didn't love their marriage. I know family, like Don is talking about, I know family lineages that started when the girl was 14 or 15 and it was an older man. But this whole great family lineage was created off of that. And I talked to the women when they in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, and they like, that was the best thing that happened in my life because the marriage was arranged. A lot of the mistakes that other people have made.
Wait, Jolly. We got to let everybody else down the line, and then we just play double dutch.
So a lot of it, what you have to do is there's a lot of what's right and wrong is relative. You have to take that and say what's right and wrong for my family, what's right and wrong for my community. You might not do that, but they do that. Now, the difference between a predator, a straight-up predator, or a child rapist is they're going to grab a child right out off the playground, take them to the spot and do their dirt.
Or knock on your fucking door when they know your mom and daddy fucking left and they a friend of the fucking family.
I have some friends that the daughters were 13 and 11 years old. The nigga was in their life for years, friends of the family, right? When all of the family left and they was 13, 11, this nigga knocked on the door and said, oh, yeah, let me come in for a minute.
That's the same shit happened to my mama, and that was in the goddamn 40s or 50s.
Both of them little girls, plus he killed them. You see what I'm saying? And he was a neighbor. That's totally different than arranged marriage.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, that shit is a little bit fucking different, man. I mean, we know that there's some sick predators that preys on your fucking children.
Right.
And yet there are people who have been instilled with the cultural background of asking for your daughter's hand. That's a little bit different.
And you can't say what's right and wrong, what's ran their culture for years. You just can't say it.
Exactly.
Yes, I mean, because you came up
but
different.
Because
now,
I'm like two-sided. No, you can't, Jolly, because I'm going to say this and I'm going to say it again, because I live both of those lives where marriages was arranged, and I lived the lives where we were raped and molested and all that type of shit. I lived the fucking two. There is a goddamn difference. I live the two, man.
I'm still living
the two. And my mom even told me, man, I got some shit that I'm going to take to my grave that I can't tell nobody about. I mean, it's just, it's in my life. And, so if it hasn't been, the thing about it is, here's what I always say. If you can't overstand it because it hasn't happened in your lineage, then it's a little bit different because I can see the two. Like, because that shit happened to my grandmother being arranged, my great-grandfather said, yes, you can have her. But because the way I look at niggas now, men are the sick, filthiest motherfucking things on the planet Earth, and there's no way I'm selling my daughter off to no motherfucking grown-ass and sick-ass nigga. No way I'm arranging that. You understand? I ain't fucking with that, and I ain't arranging the nigga the same age. I don't want none of that shit to take place in my fucking family. I'm going to tell you off the goddamn rip. I don't want a man to ever penetrate my daughters. That's the way I fucking feel right now. That's the way I've always felt, being because it's been in my bloodline forever, rape, arranged marriages, women being beaten and abused, and I ain't talking about slavery. I ain't talking about the fucking roots. I'm talking about just in my bloodline, and I'm fucking sick of it. And I don't even like the fact that there's a nigga fucking my daughter right the fuck now. Do you understand how the fuck I feel? So I would love to bring my children up where they are not touched by men. I would fucking love to have it my way. I don't like it, period. I don't like the shit, period. Now, moving right along.
There's even cultural differences amongst the United States where we live at now. Okay. On the books in the West Coast, you can't have sex until you 18. There's with people of older age. In other states, in the South and in other states, it's 16 and 15 years old. Now, if you tell a person on the West Coast, oh, man, my man hooked up with a little 15-year-old, that person would be like, oh, that is foul.
That nigga need his ass shot.
Right, and then you talk to some people.
And he
people,
do.
Well,
shit,
what
that's what the fuck I say. Like, nigga, you can
right.
find a bitch that resembles the 15-year-old that's your age. I agree.
And then you talk with other people from other states where the legal law is 15, 16, and they like, well, if she was 15 and 16, she's straight.
Yeah, in certain states, it's allowed.
It's
in certain states, it's allowed.
The law doesn't change.
Exactly. The key is this.
The
main key is this. You got to take right and wrong. You got to make what's right and wrong for your friend.
No, you have to be a man and know that you don't want to fuck a nude pussy. That's what you have to be. That is not culturally different. That ain't got nothing to do with fucking location. It don't have shit to do with what someone's daddy said or daddy didn't say. If you, as a grown man, can look at a vagina and watch it grow over time from a little girl to a woman, then you, sir, are a pedophile. I don't give you I don't give a fuck who gave you the right to be a pedophile. You still a motherfucking pedophile. And if my daddy gave me away to a pedophile, then fuck that nigga too. You can get these nuts just like that old
Let me say this.
I mean, shit, I'll fucking kill my goddamn daddy. My daddy tried to do me that way over some fucking money. My dad tried to do me that way over goddamn some horses and some goddamn land by a Native American chief. And he was ready. He was ready to motherfucking sign my ass over on some fucking reservation so this nigga can get some horses and some goddamn land.
Hey, Don, this is my question for Queen and Jolly. My question is, you have a 15-year-old girl, very developed, because all human beings don't develop.
What the fuck you mean by very developed?
Listen to what I'm saying. We know.
Explain that first, because I'm sure they will ask you that before they answer the question.
Okay, a 15-year-old that can pass for 18, 19. In fact, you have...
You're talking about a 15-year-old.
But what's your question? I knew that's where you was going, because you're looking at the flesh. You said very developed, so you're looking at the flesh.
Don, listen to what I'm saying.
Well, there's some 18-year-old bitches like goddamn shit. Roy's goddamn on fucking basketball wives look like she's 12.
A 15-year-old that says she 18, right, that's going around says she 18. Today we have fake IDs, et cetera. This 15-year-old have a fake ID. This is my question. This 15-year-old have a fake ID that she's 18 or maybe 19 years old, and she even looks 18 or 19 years old. Now, this she gets with a guy that's 20, let's say 22, 23, 24, whatever. He thought she was the age that she said. That she lied about her age. Now she gets her pregnant. What do you think about that situation? Because we know it goes on.
Okay, do you want to know what I think about?
I know a chick in high school that was 15. We was in the ninth grade. I've known her ever since middle school. And she was dating a fucking 25. He was 25 at the time. Nigga name was Charles. I'll never forget that shit. Yeah. And the mama was cool. This shit was crazy. You know,
yeah,
and they ain't have no cultural fucking background. They straight born and bred in the fucking projects. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's their cultural background. But she was there. I'll never forget. She was the only girl in high school, ninth grade, 14 years old, dating a nigga 26 years old.
Mine was seventh grade, and he would actually come and bring her lunch and things to school. So, yeah, it does go on. That's kind of some bragging rights for some female.
And it's prevalent.
She said it's called bragging rights to some. Yeah, because Shantaria thought she was the shit. Because she ain't dating no goddamn 15-year-old nigga in high school and shit. She can goddamn hop in a motherfucking car and
car,
shit. You know what I'm saying? She ain't got to ride no goddamn school
bus.
You feel me? But I will tell you this. I will put this on record. He was beating her ass.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. He would beat her ass.
That's very prevalent. That
little
goes
girl
on,
like that,
serious.
I'm a control. They want control.
I'm sorry, who is this? Come on in.
But nobody asked the question, Doc.
What's the question?
The question one more time. A girl that says that she is 18, because we know
right,
that
we
happens.
Get all of that, but so what's the question? How do we feel about that?
So if she deals with someone who is older, because guy that's saying, no, are you 18? And she says, yeah, I'm 18. And he starts messing with her, having a relationship with her. They have a child. And this is an older guy, 25, maybe 27. Is it taboo for them to continue to be together, especially when a child is conceived? That's my question.
Okay, can I answer that question? Can I answer that question?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
He did address it to you and Jali, so we'll give Jali a chance, too.
Okay, thank you. First of all, she's old enough to be lying. Second of all, he had intercourse with her because he thought that she was another age. She conceived a child. She's grown enough to lie. Then I guess she want to be grown. So since him and her have, consummated the relationship,
the
child was born, then I think that, you know, in the case of that, if she wants to marry him and he wants to marry her, then, yeah, they should get married, and the parents should consent to that. But the bottom line is he was deceived from the beginning. Okay, it ain't like he went into it knowing that she was just a 18-year-old, 16-year-old, or 15-year-old child. It's not that he knew that. Okay, so he didn't know that she was a 15 or 16-year-old child. She deceived him into believing that. Okay, so she's deceived with the man of a woman. All right. So, you know, in that case, I can't see no fault in him. Okay, but I do see fault in the deceiver. All right, the liar. Okay, from the beginning. So. You know, I mean, that's
okay.
All I think about that.
Go ahead, Jolie. You want in on that question? It was addressed to you as well.
Very good. So to me, in my mind, this goes back to the conversation we were having earlier about the strong versus the weak, okay? So in my mind, this is how it plays out. If the dude is 27, 25, whatever, you know what I'm saying, and the girl is younger than him, even by, I don't know, a couple of years, and he's quote-unquote deceived by that, I feel like if his intention was anything decent, then conversation would have pulled out really where her mind was at. Even if, you know what I'm saying, she was mature, there's still some things you're not going to know because you're not fucking old enough to know it, first of all. Second of all, I feel like if you didn't want to know her age, you didn't know your age, so you fucked her. And that's what happens when you put your dick in something that you don't know nothing about. Imagine if you didn't know her real age. What else the fuck didn't you know about her, nigga? You see what I'm saying? You want to rush into some shit and then play fire when the shit happens. Slow your roll, my nigga. Slow it down. Fuck what you know. That's what you do.
Okay, let me say this because it's kind of like a trend. Because I'm going to put this on record, once in my life, once Shanteria was dating a 26-year-old, that shit became a trend for us at 15 and 16. You know what I'm saying? It became really a fucking trend to get older men.
Yep.
And while I'm listening to y'all talking, I'm like, damn, I was a product of that shit too.
Me too.
I used to lie about my age and to older men. I mean, I was dating niggas that was like 50 years old when I was 16. I'm saying now that I look at it, now that I fucking remember, or no, I might have been 17 or 18 when I first dated a 40, 50-year-old nigga. Mind you, my husband now, he's 20-something years older than me. Mm-hmm. And I ain't going to lie, at the end of the day, honestly, I fucking swear to God, maybe because I was just blessed with the protection at one point, and I'm protected at another to learn certain things to how to protect my children, but ain't gonna lie, those men treated me better than a nigga my age.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I'm gonna put that on record. All of them did. Every last
there
one
you
of them. You know, I did catch hell with niggas my age. I fought my baby daddy. Nigga busted my lip while I was pregnant. I never had to, older men never had to lay their hand on me. My ex-husband that's from West Africa, he and I are like 3 fucking years apart. We fought every day. Police came. The nigga totally disrespected me. I mean, that's just, you know, I mean, is it? And I'm talking about my fucking life. I don't know about other people. That's why,
right.
I said I lived every, damn near every world that people exist in today. I had it. That ain't a subject I can't really fucking talk about. I've been through it all, seen it all.
And
know.
For us as teenagers,
yeah, we did it. And that's still going on to this day. You know, it's still going on to this day that teenagers are lying about their age to get with men that, you know, I mean, we've always upped our age.
Yeah, try to get that new iPod or whatever they want.
Yeah, and we always knew. I mean, there was a saying goes, you know, sugar daddy, goddamn it.
Yeah,
shit,
you know.
What I'm saying.
And then you have the men, and this is what made it real for me, was you have the men that at 31, no, this doesn't happen anymore, but when I was like 26, men would come up, old men, they were always older men, and they would come up to me, they'd talk to me, and inevitably they'd ask me my age way later into the conversation. And I would say my age, I would say like 27, and they would say, oh, I thought you were younger. And I would say, well, how young did you think I was? And these nasty fucks would inevitably say something nasty like, oh, I thought you were like 17, 18. Oh, well, you nasty bastard. You thought I was 17 or 18 and you came to talk to me? You see what I'm saying? Well, why the fuck did you want to talk to me?
And that's the opposite of mine,
yeah,
because
right.
Once they realize my real age, they swear I was in my 20s.
Right.
I mean, I was a very mature. I matured very fast, and not with titties and ass. Not the way the physical mature. My mind, my attitude, my swag. Everything was just like a fucking grown ass woman was. It was like that. I was a woman before my mother and father knew I was a woman. They looked at me as their child, and was still whip my ass, and I would have to rebel against them. You know, I was the bad child because I was really a grown-ass woman and a little girl in what they would consider in their child's home.
And that's
which
the point.
Exactly
that's the point
the
right there.
Make your own decision.
But see,
not
I know that my daughters are not me. That's the funny thing about it. My daughters were very sheltered. So I know that my daughters are basically for real naive. They don't have street smart. They don't know shit the way I fucking knew it. They grew, I mean, I had to learn everything, life fast.
And
life
it's a new
fast.
Apex, too. It's a new apex. The things that we did back in our era is just totally, now, you know, you don't know. Too many backstabbers out here, too many haters.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's been like that since the beginning of time. But, you know, it's just that I know what he's talking about. What Bash is talking about, that was me. What Bash is talking about is me. Now, there are some naive girls that lie and can't handle that shit, and they get mistreated.
Yeah.
See, I was already grown for that. What fucked me up is that I went back to a nigga my age and fucked my whole life up. What the fuck? What the hell just happened?
But the difference in that is with your consent. You wanted that. That's the main thing.
And I also wanted to lie about my age and date older men at 15 and 16 and 17. So that's the same difference.
Yeah.
There's no difference. It was still a choice that I made.
Exactly.
You know, but I really wish, and here's the thing that I only wish that I could, if I can turn back the hands, but then I probably would not have my children today and wouldn't be as smart as I am today. But I still wish that my mother and my father educated me. That was it. That's the only fucking thing that I wish, that my mother and my father dropped jewels to me about life, about everything on the outside world. That's the only fucking thing I regret. Thus, the elders or the ancient ones knew that I wasn't going to be taught properly by that which is called your mother and your father, so they had to have me experience everything very quick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point, Don. You know, everybody's trying to make – it's not an issue of someone being older and being a pedophile. There's some sick-minded people out there. We know that. But every individual that may, and nowadays the times has changed. So, like for instance, I know many young girls that, you know, is out there. They said they was older, much like that you testified to, Don. And it's like, where does accountability and responsibility start? Where does it begin? And it's like that we're trying to classify and label everyone as some sexual predator, although there is a lot of them, unfortunately. But there are those out there who are sincere or who might look out for your daughter that may have had two or three kids, you know, different fathers for each one. And he says, you know what, I'm going to, you my brother, you know, in faith or whatever the case may be, I would take your daughter and help provide for her, guide her, protect her, and do all of these things. Now, people like that, you have to say that's honorable.
Why do you have to fuck her to do that?
The reason why
you have to fuck her is why?
Because wait, it's not about you thinking
this was some tight pussy, fuck that shit.
Hold on, wait a second. This girl already had a baby.
It's some rotten little girls out there.
Wait a minute.
So I'm not going to change that.
She already took it in. What do you mean? She already took it in.
Wait, can we hear the reason real quick, Dolly, and then you can bite his head off?
We talking about answer from why you have to fuck her.
Okay. Now these are two things I'm going to mention, and then you can say what you got to say, sis. Now, the first thing is, it's not just about no sex. Okay, the scenario that I gave was, one, that this young girl that's 15, she has a child. She is with child. That's the example I use. So if she is with child, she already got it in. And whatever he going to do ain't nothing new. That already been broken, and it's ready. For sure. So the second thing is that the protection of those children and the family structure is very important. A family structure is very important, particularly with a father and a mother. This allows the kid to get a good sense of stability. If the you have to be a single parent, then you have to do what you have to do. But, you know, the nature of a human being is to have your mother and father there loving you. I mean, we got rappers out here. My father was never there. Fuck them. I hate this. I hate that. My pops never around. You know what I mean? So the family structure is what it's all about. It's not about making no porn. You know what I mean? It's about taking care of your responsibility as a man and not laying around disrespecting the queen of the earth inside of her just because you want to.
Michelle, please just answer the question.
Right.
Why do you have to fuck her? Just answer the question.
I did answer the question.
You didn't even, you said nothing about why you have to fuck
her. It's a difference for what you're saying and being with your wife. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. If you having sex, that's just a small part of it. Now you gotta take care of responsibility.
Wait a minute. You said you're looking out for your homeboy's daughter, okay? Now why in the fuck do you have to fuck his daughter in order to break her some bread?
Okay, you
in order to
I
help out with her children. Why do you have to fuck her? Why can't you just come over and say, you know what, little old girl, you don't know what you're doing. Here's some money. Here's some hugs for the children. Here's some help thrown your way. Why don't you say, I'll watch them while they, while you
go to work. Let me have your daughter so I can make sure she's straight.
Let me ask you.
Instead of bringing the shit to the house and shit or pulling your homeboy to the side and say, listen, your daughter's out of control and we need to figure out a way to help her.
Let me answer that. You could definitely do that. There's no problem doing that. And there's no problem taking the wife because I got to take a wife anyway. I have to take a wife anyway.
Hold on.
So for me to say I have to take a wife, first of all, it is a...
Why do you have to take a wife? And take means by force, by the way. But go ahead.
You compelled.
Take doesn't necessarily mean by force, sister.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Anybody want to look up take?
Well, we're not, I mean, you can look up take, but it doesn't mean by force.
Yes, it does. When you say, I have to take a wife, that shit means force. Not say, I need a wife.
Okay.
Or I have to find a wife.
Take. Or I have to have a wife, but you use the word take. That shit means a lot.
Take
nigga.
Okay, yeah.
So I mean, I have to take. Like, goddamn, I have no fucking choice. I got to take one of these motherfuckers.
Okay, so if I say, you know, that's a bad car, man, does that mean that the car has something wrong with it?
No, it means, it's like this. If you say that's a bad car and I got to take, we have to because we're dealing with the English language.
Right,
if you don't
exactly
know how to fucking use the English language properly, then we have to correct it.
Well, first of all, sis, we speak in our own dialect anyway. So I don't know.
Oh, yeah? What dialect are you speaking right now?
Take is not a dialect. What the fuck is speaking
about?
Violence?
Stop speaking all the time in the chat room. Stop playing word games. Man. Come on. We're not playing word games.
We just sensitive with the how words are used. That's all.
And I established that we're not talking about physically taking. We are not literally.
Okay, we got the definition of take. It says to get into one's possession by force. Damn, I'm good. I told you I need to write my own dictionary. To get into one's possession by force, skill, or artifice, especially to capture physically, siege, take an enemy's fortress, to siege with authority, confiscate, to kill, snare, or trap, fish, or game, for an example. Take.
And that's how they use it.
You use the word, I have to take. That means
okay.
I have to
okay.
capture. I have to siege. I have
so
to
God.
Kill.
If I say that movie was hot, you gonna mean it's hot like the sun? If I say
take
the movie was hot, you gonna say,
word.
Oh, that movie was like the sun?
Yeah, take is
not,
not
gonna say that. Come on.
Preferencing
come on, yo. Y'all bugging, man. Y'all know we speak like that. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, but we're not excluding the word hot or that's a bad car as if it's bad is going around killing motherfuckers or the movie was so hot that you was burning up inside the theater. No,
on,
we know. What we're just saying. You
I know
the,
what I was
saying. You said
I
have to take.
Okay, let's get back to the point.
A woman, a wife.
I said it
you
wasn't
know,
literally.
So just case. Rephrase it. All you got to do is say, I apologize. I used the word take. I should have said, I need to have a wife. I need a wife. You just say,
okay.
I apologize.
So
it ain't that deep.
I'm not going to say hot no more, so I don't want nobody saying hot.
You
bad,
never said
you know,
hot. You said take. You used hot
oh,
as
no,
an example.
Oh, okay, nevertheless, we're going to, that's fine, but that's not what I meant, okay? But,
okay, great.
Nevertheless,
thank you.
I'm going to get a wife.
Okay, well,
okay.
You know what get means, right? No, I'm just
kidding.
Yeah, that's what that one. Fuck around with smart people, but
no,
a nigga can never
no.
make his statement.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm not even messing with y'all right now, okay? I'm not even messing with y'all right now. But nevertheless, I'm going to finish somebody else can talk. But the whole point is, you know, you, when you're looking at it from a perspective of, oh, you just getting it in with her, first of all, she already got it in. So you getting it in with her ain't nothing.
You sound totally retarded when you talk about getting it in and shit. I'm so sorry. It's just something about it because that's the mindset, and it's really, to me, it's the wrong type of the way to
God,
convey that message.
She already had a baby. She already
so
had a baby.
What? So fucking what? And she got titties. So fucking what? God damn it. Who gives? So what? So that gives a nigga the right to mentally assess the situation as the bitch is fucking anyway, so let me get it in. Are
no.
you serious?
We're
so,
talking
no,
about
another,
marriage.
No,
talking about marriage.
God
marriage.
Damn. Nah, you ain't
talking
about marriage. You said getting
sex.
It in. It's a little bit different. And then you said baby. So, in other words, you're saying the girl has already started fucking, so I might as well snatch the bitch up.
No. What I'm saying is the girl's already been getting it in, so she's
what?
Saying why you want
so
to have sex with her.
What? It does
why
not
you want to have
fucking
sex with
matter
her?
If she was. How do you assess that as that is the case for me to snatch her up because she's been fucking already? That's
nobody,
probably
nobody
why daddy's been fucking their daughters any goddamn way or their brothers or their uncles or all type of just niggas lurking in the bushes because they already know that the bitch been fucking, so you might as well take my dick too.
Exactly.
I just wish that you could explain it where it doesn't sound fucked up, because the way you making it sound is the same shit I hear from these niggas today. The way that you assess that shit is the same shit that niggas are co-signing on take the bitch. She fucking anyway. Is that the only thing y'all fucking see women as in order to assess her as your wife, whether she got a baby or been getting it in already? Is that how y'all assess that shit?
No,
y'all got some cleaning up to do.
We want the virgin, really.
It is true. They
got
to clean up.
Y'all got some cleaning up to do. You're not assessing her ass. Wait, let me say this before my shit goes off. Y'all are not assessing these women as or young girls with babies. Y'all don't have the intellect to assess her as, oh, she's a great mother. So that'll be perfect for me to bring her in so that I can at least have a baby by a woman that's a great mother. Y'all don't assess it that way. Y'all assess it by the bitch been fucking. She got a baby. So let me go and bring her in and fuck. herself as a sophisticated lady. Y'all don't see that. Y'all just assessing it as she's fucking, so I might as well take the bitch in as my wife. That
nah,
shit doesn't
no,
sound
no,
right.
No, no, no. No,
yes,
that's not,
yes,
that's not,
yes,
that's not
because
true.
That was your reason to say you can take her as a wife because she been getting it in. You didn't use the assessment to train these niggas properly to say when you look at a woman, be
no,
it that she's young or old, look at
that
her by her
question.
Nature,
asked,
by her actions.
The
first thing is accumulated is the fact that the bitch been fucking and that's your right to snatch her up. Get the fuck out of here.
That's not the question she asked, Don. She asked the question, why do you think
and
you
I,
have
and
to
And I listened to your answer. And I listened to your answer. I don't have to hear the whole fucking answer because when
okay.
it first comes out, it's not making sense. I have to stop it. I have to stop
Don,
it. You know
Don,
how many times
you
said it. When you play this show back, listen to how many times you talk about the bitch been fucking and the bitch been getting it in as your reason. You still give the same fucking reason as your excuse to marrying somebody. So you're not teaching, to
me,
you're not teaching properly, my good brother. You're teaching saying niggas need to analyze these young girls as if they got a baby and they've been getting it in, you might as well go ahead and marry the bitch because she already been getting it in. You're not analyzing or teaching these niggas, and I got this shit about to cut the fuck off, and you're not analyzing and saying the reason being is because she's a great mother, and I would love to have a wife that's a great mother, or she's a sophisticated woman. Already she handles her business at a young age. This shit is incredible. I would love to bring her in.
Don, let me first of all, Don, I said first the first
I can't extend the show, man. I'm
was,
sorry.
No,
I was
you
look at the air.
People always debate it. Who's the greatest player of all time? Dumb question. It should be, who's the greatest team of all time?
WGAG Radio.
Sorry, Showtime.
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off.
WGAG Radio.
And my favorite. Tough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else? Prove it.
Look at the air. Look at the hang time.
Members of Congress express optimism Sunday about the prospects for reaching a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff.
Fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is entering its third full day, and both Israelis and Palestinians.
Bottom line, Senator, if the president nominates Ambassador Rice to be the next Secretary of State or some other.
Supplementary question. Do you personally believe that gay people are born gay?
Impact statement tonight, the Talking Points memo.
Hot damn politics.
Hot damn politics.
Hot damn politics.
Hot damn politics.
Hot damn
politics.
What'd
you
say?
Hot damn.
Oh, man. Not
hot damn
politics.
Hot diggity damn politics.
Politics.
Hot diggity
damn
politics.
I'm back now with the Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust.
Brain Trust. Brain Trust.
Brain Trust panel.
These niggas won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back.
The Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust. Brain Trust. Brain Trust.
Brain Trust panel. Hot diggity damn politics.
I put that shit on everybody.
Hot damn politics.
Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Only on WGAG Radio.